Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
Chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Me gusta mucho. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. My name is Vanessa, and with me today is Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi, Steph.
My shoulder really hurts. Like, I'm not, like, gonna complain all the fucking podcast, but I can't get over how much my fucking shoulder hurts.
Alrighty. And now, and also with us today, our
right here.
Jesus Christ.
Which makes you hurt.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, sure, thank you.
I didn't punch her in the shoulder.
Welcome, Annie.
Hi. It's me, Indy Annie Jones, and hello. we're in the pre-Halloween. Well, in my house, it's always a little bit of Halloween because I always leave a pumpkin somewhere in the
yes.
house.
Yeah, no, but we need to, like, do an Instagram video because Annie claims that this is not even the beginning of all her Halloween stuff that's out.
I can't even imagine.
And this place looks like the fucking Haunted Mansion right now. So I don't understand how there's more Halloween.
I have to take you to the shed.
That sounds like I'm going to get murdered.
Yeah, that's a place where people
actually
go to get murdered.
I have skeletons in there and like dead body parts. So
lovely.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. But mm-hmm. yeah, I haven't really started decorating.
Annie's address is just in case we go missing.
I'm going to drop a pin on Instagram right now.
Seriously.
I'm going for a really realistic looking Halloween.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But yes, Indy Annie Jones. So check me out on YouTube. That's IndyAnnieJones. Isn't that cute how it all comes together?
Yes, it's
and
perfect.
Just check me out on YouTube. I just posted some Harry Potter ones. And I have a cat that is going to be dead if he doesn't shut up.
Do you know that cats don't meow to each other?
No, they only meow to humans.
Meow to humans because it mimics the sounds of a baby crying.
Yeah. Do you not notice this huge cat sounding like a kitten?
Such a-holes.
Cats just like manipulate the fuck out of humans. The only difference
between... That's why men are like cats, not dogs. Because dogs are faithful. They come running
to you.
They just want you to love them. Cats... Just, you know, where's my food? Oh, that's not enough food. Oh, it's cold in here. Oh, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I need some attention.
Don't rub me.
Exactly.
The only difference between like a lion and a house cat with humans, like they see us as food, but they know they're not like big enough to take us down. Like that's literally the only difference between like a domesticated cat and like a panther or like a wild cat.
I know, isn't he?
He's huge. I thought my cat was huge. You've seen how giant my cat is.
He's amazing. I just want to like put my head on his tummy.
Oh, he is. We call him when he goes down the bed. He's literally a pillow pet. He'll let you.
That's exactly what he looks like.
He lets you put your head. Yeah.
I've always wanted an orange kitty. I love orange kitties.
So yes.
Stupid husband's allergic.
Oh well, you can come and take care of my kitty anytime.
Okay, come play with him.
You're gonna come play with her kitty?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. I'm gonna play with her kitty.
My big orange kitty.
All right, guys. Before we go down this road a little bit further, let's talk about our wine, shall we? Today we are drinking a Prophecy Sauvignon Blanc,
which is perfect for a witchy night.
It is. I love the prophecy.
We had a prophecy last time we came here.
No,
too.
It was something else.
We had.
It was a dark one.
We've had prophecies before.
We have had prophecy before, but last time we came here, I think it
what
was.
What are
like
you, Walter Mercado?
A ghost tree or something.
Yes,
like that.
Oh, I have a fun story about Walter Mercado.
But I am really enjoying this. I don't know that I've ever had a Sauvignon Blanc because I don't normally drink white wines, but this is very grassy and I like it.
Yes, it does feel very.
It would probably be even better if it was summery. Cold. That's why our second bottle's in the freezer.
Yes. Yay.
Yay. All right, guys. So, Annie, what's going on with you?
What's going on with me? Well, I got a new job.
Yay, so, what are you doing?
I am a senior grant writer.
Okay.
So, I am still pimping for the money.
All right.
That's what I call myself. I'm a professional writer, you know, pimping writer. That's what I do.
Good job.
Yes. And I help
all right, Annie
the
is
community.
Annie is a pimp.
Yeah, Annie I like that. Pimp. That's a good time.
And I'm helping the community and I'm still trying to produce my YouTubes. They're coming along slowly because I now have a full-time job.
En casa carajo, so
yes. So by the time I get home, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do anything.
Right.
So
makes
the
sense.
Crafting has gone to the side.
Do it.
What, Cat?
No.
He doesn't like the mic. I was trying to get him to talk into the mic.
I heard it in my headphones, so maybe yes. It'll pick it up.
Cool.
But
what
yeah,
else?
That's
oh,
great.
Oh, and I was just recently. So yesterday was the premiere of an episode of a series called Couched.
Okay.
And it's short stories that occur on a couch.
Oh, I like that.
So I'm in a story called Coming Out.
Oh.
It's a very good story. Very poignant, very family.
I was gonna say, it's not gonna make me cry, but is it like supposed to make me cry?
No, it's not gonna make you cry.
I mean, it's not gonna make me cry.
It's not gonna make you cry. It's not gonna make you cry. You're just gonna look and say, "What is wrong with this woman?" Me being the woman you're gonna be talking about.
I mean, I
don't why doesn't she get the clues and then a little surprise ending?
Oh, okay.
So, Couched was produced by 1896 Productions.
Okay,
look them up on the interwebs. Mm-hmm. It's on YouTube and it's by. Oh my God, I forgot. Diego de Alessandro with a D and apostrophe Alessandro.
Good save.
Yes.
Okay.
And I loved working with him. Other than that, I was in another film. Oh, I just finished filming a horror film where
nice.
I was a bad guy.
Fun.
I get to wield a butcher's, you know, knife. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, bad guys are playing bad guys is fun.
Yeah, playing bad guys is fun. So, guys, if you need an independent actress, I work for free. And
I also work for money.
Yes, I would love
feeds
to.
You.
Yes, exactly.
That too.
So, I was in that horror film and I was in a suspense film called The Circle, where I'm not all. As I appear. Mm. For some reason, I get chosen to be the character that's like the nice
like unhinged.
Person. Yeah. And then becomes unhinged. Very much like Annie from Misery.
Speaking nice. Of unhinged, I have become a little obsessed with these like books and movies that are like about a wife and mom that like ooh. Goes nuts.
Yes, because you're there.
I read A Simple Favor and ooh. I watched Gone Girl yesterday.
Oh, Gone Girl.
So,
is
so like,
good.
Those type of. I haven't finished.
Watch Gone. The Girl on the Train.
That's my next one. That's the next
oh
one.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Vanessa and I are going to go see A Simple Favor on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, because I just finished the book this morning.
Nice.
And then, which, by the way, I make a very similar drive every day. I've gotten into audiobooks. That's how I've been able to catch up on my reading.
Oh, there you go. That's something
sign up
I
for
can
an
do.
Audible account. We're not sponsored by Audible, but
no.
By the way, if you want to sponsor us, we'll
yeah.
take it. But I have an Audible account. It's $15 a month. You get one free download a month.
Nice.
And that's about the time it's going to take you to get through an audio.
Doesn't book. Amazon have something?
That is Amazon's company.
There you go. So if I have Amazon
but
Prime.
If you have a library card, you can also get... You can download
yeah,
audiobooks
do.
From
you
the
can.
Library.
Yeah, and you know what?
You
wait.
Can, but I've tried
and
to do
Gutenberg
it. I tried
Project.
To do it with all of the Crazy Rich Asian books, and I tried to do it with A Simple Favor.
Yeah, no, they only do classics.
No, they don't. I have the modern ones on Overdrive and Hoopla have them. They're just always checked out.
Yeah. Mm.
And you have to wait for somebody to finish it to then get it to you. So, like, I finished reading Crazy Rich Asians like a month ago. I just got a notification that it was available.
Wow.
So you have to kind of put your name on the waiting list and then like hope it appears.
Well, I know that online there's a lot of classic books that are free,
right?
And Audible books that are free, yeah, that are really well narrated. So since Halloween is coming up, may I make some suggestions? If
yes,
you never
please.
Read the book Frankenstein.
I had to read it in high school.
Okay, I love that book.
I liked it too. Vanessa was considering reading it. Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah.
Oh yes, you have to read that. Oh my gosh.
She just doesn't like anything scary.
I don't. I'm a
it's
big
not
baby.
Scary.
No,
it's
but
not.
I'm like a big baby.
But vampires aren't scary. They're like sexy and hot.
No. See, growing up, vampires terrified the shit out of me. Like,
why?
Because I was scared. I saw
Interview with the Vampire when I was like Kirsten Dunst's
age. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I have a very active imagination. So I don't like.
No, I haven't seen it.
I don't like scary stuff because as soon as the movie's over, I continue thinking about
it. She saw A Quiet Place.
I did.
Oh,
this week, and I wake up in the middle of the night.
Because it was too quiet.
No, I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, if I pee, am I going to die? Like, every time it's quiet in my house, I'm like, that's
speaking of Interview with a Vampire, that's going to be my next episode. And I just want to show you a photo of my actors.
I love it.
Do they not look perfect?
They do. They look great.
And I have to show you myself. I was Lestat. I made a pretty cute Lestat.
Oh, very nice.
Right? Very cool. That was a fat Lestat.
That rhymes.
Fat Lestat.
So, yeah, I can't. Now
predators. I like scary things. I don't like gore.
Oh, I don't care.
I love paranormal things.
Nothing bothers me.
People who can watch scary movies and sleep without a problem are sociopaths.
Only things that don't, whatever.
I can't sleep, actually, no.
Yeah, I don't sleep.
So there you
sleep.
Go.
I will never watch
sleep.
The Exorcist again. I don't know why.
Well, that's what I was saying.
You don't know why? Because it's terrifying.
The things that, like, for me, the only things that really, really bother me are, like,
spiritual
kind of, like, alien-related. Like, I'm just not a fan of aliens. But they don't, like, bug me so much. But anything that's, like, spiritual.
Right?
It's like hashtag too real.
What's with this damn... Okay, let's pick up a topic here. What's with the damn Ouija board decorations? Hello?
There's Ouija board decorations?
I haven't seen
them.
There are Ouija board decorations everywhere. There are Ouija board t-shirts, Ouija board, like, everything. Ouija board coasters, Ouija board plates. I'm like, no, I don't care, because even if it's a paper plate, somebody's going to speak to me through that damn Ouija board paper
Why
plate.
Why would you invite that in?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not a fan.
Door to the unknown. Why?
No, thank you.
So that's one of the Halloween decorations. That and pastels. I don't know. I'm really completely against that. It's cute to have, like, the light green, but when you start getting...
So what do you do for Easter?
And purple, no, pastel, like pumpkins and crap for Halloween. What the hell?
I like the white pumpkins.
Okay. White, yes, and even the green.
I have to show you what I'm...
Oh, but I've not the green
remember
pumpkin.
How I was talking to you about my Friendsgiving, which I'm not going to show you, Vanessa, because it's a surprise, but I'll show Annie.
Because I'm not invited, because I'm not a friend.
I'll be.
This is the color palette for my Friendsgiving.
Are you inviting Q to Friendsgiving?
I
okay, then you can't go to Q's for Friendsgiving.
Well, but Q usually has a Friendsgiving.
Yeah, but Q, I don't think does it the same day I do it.
Oh. No, she does it Friday night.
Yeah, I do it Saturday night.
Okay.
You can come to Friendsgiving.
It's okay.
I'm formally inviting you.
I am decorating on Saturday. I am already with a... No.
Yeah. You're already in Christmas mode?
I'm in Christmas mode. Like, the minute, like, Halloween is coming down, I'm taking the lights out and putting them up. I'm not doing that bullshit. No. As one comes down, one is going... You know, I used to complain about that when people did that. Now I understand. Because that way I can enjoy my Thanksgiving and just get the tree. That's all I have to worry about is get the tree. Mm-hmm. So this kitchen, like right after Halloween, this will be decorated.
Well, you already have a gingerbread house.
Oh yeah, I leave some of my... I'm telling you.
I love this house.
Look,
it's every season.
Jack Skellington is out here all the time.
Every season is like, here. It's celebrated
year round.
If I had a mansion,
I would have a room for each season. So there would be a fall room.
That's
a
great idea.
There would be a Christmas room. There would be a spring room.
That is a wonderful idea.
Those would be my guest rooms. What would you like to stay? Would you like to stay in the winter room?
Yes, madam.
Yes, okay. Would you like to stay in the summer?
Only if it's really cold in there at all times.
It would be cold all the time, and there would be piped music of Let It Snow.
Oh, okay, great.
There you go. So she's pouring. It's a very beautiful color. It's very light.
It is
pretty.
It looks almost like water.
But it is. It's very nice.
The other thing is, like,
I love this.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there should also be like a fake snow machine.
Yes, I will have a fake snow machine.
Or like you could just hang it, like put
it's
it
like
out.
Freaking Disney World.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. But or you can what you can do is you can just put it outside the window, like the thing that makes bubble snow.
Yes,
not the ice one, but the thing that makes bubble snow, and so you can just press it, and then there's always a snowfall.
There you go.
Like in the West Wing at Be Our Guest, that it's always snowing.
Oh, that's right. Very nice.
I know.
Speaking of which, I hear you're going to Mickey's very merry, very, very not so scary Halloween.
We're both going.
Yeah.
We're going on Friday.
So excited.
Yeah. What are you dressing up as?
I don't know. I know what my kids are going to be.
I went in full.
I know.
Maleficent. And nobody said anything. They were complimenting me. Let me tell you, though.
I
snuck in my staff because it's a big staff. So I took it apart in three parts. And then I tied it to my mom's scooter. Zip tied it to the scooter with my horns and everything. And I was like, all right, let me see if we get away with it. And then I took it out and I'm like, can I wear this? And they're like, yeah, go for it.
I think they're a little more lenient.
As long as you don't stop and take pictures with people.
Yeah.
That's what they don't want
you to do. They're a little more lenient for the party. Than they are.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
That was my first time going, believe it or not, as Halloween as I am.
I haven't ever done the not so scary. I did Merry Christmas last year.
I do Merry Christmas every year. I've done it every year since kids were like 4.
Yeah.
I love it. That's my favorite because there's not as many people there. There's free cookies.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to do that. There was like nobody there. But you went on the first weekend of Not So Scary when it sold out.
I went on Labor Day weekend and it wasn't that bad.
Really?
It was not that bad. Surprisingly enough.
Because the first night of it sold out.
And the coolest thing, let me tell you what the coolest thing was. Some girl comes screaming, oh my God, you're Indiana Jones. And I'm like,
what?
That's amazing.
She's like a 16, 15-year-old kid. She's all dressed up. She's like, oh, I recognized you. You wore Maleficent, blah, 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 blah. And she's coming with her dad. And he's like, I understand you're somebody famous. I'm like, I just have a YouTube channel. He goes, oh, you're the funny one. I was like, they lived up there in Orlando. Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
I was like, oh my God. And then a cosplayer saw me. I'm walking through, like, you know, with my mom in the scooter, and I'm walking through, and these cosplayers saw me, and they're like, Annie! I'm like, that's so cool.
Speaking of cosplay.
Well, hold on.
Wait, we went to SuperCon.
Yes!
We were all at SuperCon.
Yes.
I walked by you three fucking times.
No, we didn't recognize you.
And I did not recognize. I was like, single time, I'm like, I think that's Annie. But then I kept seeing like this young girl with you. And I'm like,
that's my little sister from Big Brother's Big Sister.
But I was like, but she doesn't have a daughter.
That was her dream.
I'm like, she has two boys. She doesn't have a daughter. I'm like, that's not Annie. That looks nothing like Annie. Three different times I walked by you and I had this, and I was alone every time I walked by you. So I couldn't even turn around.
Yeah, she went to, oh, I think I saw Annie, but I don't know.
And then I was like, that's not it. And I saw you at like the CW.
I didn't see you.
I was rushing and because it was on Sunday.
It was like strange for us because
In
the middle of Saturday, we decided to ask Daniel Francese, who's Damien from Mean Girls.
Yeah.
If he would be on the podcast.
No. And he said yes.
Yeah.
So we had to like run back to the hotel room.
Oh my God.
And like grab everything. And like he
gave us, He was great.
He was awesome.
He talked to us for like almost half an hour.
Yeah.
Was he too gay to function?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I love him.
Amazing. No. And what I liked about him is that a lot of people that are famous for one very specific thing tend to shy away from it.
He loves it.
He embraces it. He plays into it. He doesn't care. Like I quoted Mean Girls the entire interview and he threw it right back at me. He was great.
Well, that's why William Shatner is so loved, because he just plays it up.
Well, David met William Shatner that SuperCon. He was like super excited.
Oh my God, he's such a sweetie.
Yeah, he was super nice.
He really is. He put a sticker on one of our microphones. I think you have it.
I have it.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't see him.
Yeah, he put one of his stickers. That was the microphone he used. So.
Oh my God, that is so cute. He's adorable.
But yeah, that was on Saturday night. And then on Sunday, she stayed in the room. Nary had to leave.
You guys had a room there?
Yeah, no. We stayed at the hotel.
We make a weekend out of it. Yeah. Child-free
weekend.
That's what I got to do.
So I had bought like a meet and greet for the guy Kirk from Gossip Girl. What's his name?
I don't know.
He's what's his name's brother? Jesus, this is awful. I'm the worst.
We're all over
Sean Teddy. Gunn.
Yes, it's a mijo.
Oh, I love Sean Gunn.
Yeah, so I had paid for meet and greet to like go take a selfie with him. But every time I went to his table on Saturday,
Gossip Girl or Gilmore's Girls?
Gilmore Girls. That's the one.
Oh, I was so confused. I'm like, wait a minute.
I don't care about that show.
They're both. I love that show. Don't talk to her anymore.
Okay.
She didn't invite you to Friendsgiving.
I did invite. It's on the podcast, you asshole.
It's okay. It's all right.
So I had like my selfie with him, but every time I went to his table on Saturday, he wasn't there. Like he was either doing a panel or whatever. And then, so I had to go back on Sunday. I had to drop my husband off at the pier because he was leaving on a cruise. And then Chrissy and Jeff had to leave. Yeah, because he's a cruise ship.
Cruise ship. I was like,
so he
took a cruise without you. Okay.
All the time. So I had to go back on Sunday by myself to go do my selfie. And I'm like, that's fine. So I was kind of like running around, and like I went and I bought like presents for the kids, and I swear I passed you three times on Sunday while I was that alone.
Yeah, because I only went Sunday because, like, I had a panel on Sunday.
I saw you come in and I was like, oh my god, that costume's amazing. You were dressed as a Queen of Hearts.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's amazing. She looks amazing. And I'm like, that's so great. But I'm like, I'm like, that could be Annie. The first time I saw it, I was like, oh my god, that could totally be Annie. And then I kept walking. And then I passed you again. I'm like, is it Annie?
Was Sunday the day that funny. I had taken a Xanax the night before and I completely like zoned out? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that. But
no, okay. But I'll tell you the story about the costume, because I never thought of being like the Queen of Hearts. I love playing villains because I have to
be. Yeah, don't say.
The best. I love it. I love it. So
you have to listen to our Mount Geekmore episode where we discuss our favorite Disney villains.
Oh!
It's hysterical.
Okay, I gotta listen to that.
It really is one of the best ones that they've done.
I gotta listen to it. It was so good.
I
gotta listen to it.
I'm on it.
So,
I'm thinking of appropriating that one.
So I have a little sister with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Mm-hmm. So one of her dreams that she had written in her wish list was she always wanted to go to a comic book convention.
Right.
Little did she know, not only if she would go to a comic book convention,
but
she would be going with me, that I would be getting her a costume. Because I asked her if you could be anything, you know, like, what's your favorite character? She's like, oh, I love Alice in Wonderland. So I surprised her with her costume.
That's awesome.
And then what you call it, which I'm thinking there's a Mad Hatter's tea in Vizcaya.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking if I can take her. It's during the week though, because I want to surprise her with that.
That'd be nice.
How much does this cost?
It's $30 per person.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. But we can go in. They said we can go in costume.
You need to do that.
Yeah, I know.
In those costumes.
I know. I have to.
But yeah, so
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to be for Halloween this year. So
I volunteer as tribute. I know what I'm going to be.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be a river vixen.
A river vixen
from Riverdale.
I haven't seen Riverdale yet.
It's really great.
I'm Riverdale. Sorry. I know. Especially since Molly Ringwald's in it.
She's like not on it all the time. Vanessa just started watching it, so I don't want to say too much. But you would love Riverdale.
I know everybody's been telling me that Riverdale. Now, what do you guys feel about the chilling tales of Sabrina the Witch?
It's in the same universe.
Yeah, I know.
I'm actually,
but I mean,
excited,
it was so scary.
It does look scary.
Are you watching American Horror Story this season?
No,
I gave up after Hotel.
Watch scary movies.
Okay, but Hotel was not a good.
And I didn't like Roanoke.
I loved Roanoke.
Well, Roanoke was okay.
Okay, but this season. Did you like, I'm sure you loved Coven
and
okay.
Asylum were my favorites.
Okay, so this season is bringing all the characters back from Coven and Murder House, the first season.
Ooh, okay.
So it's only three episodes in. I think you should give it a go, because this week's episode, they reintroduced the witches. So.
I heard Stevie. Well, first of all, I know Joan Collins is in there, and I adore Joan Collins.
Oh my God, she's like Joan Collins at her Joan Collinsiest.
She's beautiful. I love her.
Yeah.
I love her. She is another one that is hamming up the
character. Like, she's definitely just like her Dynasty role, but just like now she's Una Vieja. So, but it's the same.
She looks gorgeous.
Oh, no, she looks amazing.
With all the operations, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Okay, her face cost her $60,000. That's fine.
But it's fine. Yeah. As long as she's happy. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know. I do have to watch it. The only thing is that I don't have cable.
I will give you my passwords.
Oh!
And you can log in as you please.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay,
cool. I will not say what service provider I have, because I do not want them to cancel me.
No, that's fine.
Eso no se hace.
That's
but
fine.
I will. I will leave you with a parting gift of my HBO
and an invitation to Friendsgiving
to Friendsgiving and my cable passwords and my HBO Go login.
Yes,
and I will leave you my Stars log. Missy has a Stars account. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
You don't have Stars.
I think my cable package includes Stars.
I share my Netflix with like anybody else.
Yeah. Oh, like eight people have my Netflix.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
These people mooch off my Hulu.
All the time. No, I have my own Hulu.
You mooch off my HBO.
I have a Fire Stick.
You mooch off my HBO Go.
I have my Fire Stick, but I used to have Kodi and it's no longer working. So I can't watch.
So, but yes, I will leave you with that information and you can watch as you please.
Yes, because it does look interesting. I did see like the recaps of some of the first show, the first episode. So yeah. It does look. Apocalypse looks interesting.
It looks good. It's good. I'm enjoying it.
And I love that they bring all the same characters over and over again.
So I'm very much enjoying it.
Very cool.
I was going to say something and I don't remember now what it was.
Then it wasn't important.
I know.
But Sabrina the Teenage Witch, it's very different this
time. It's going to be very different, but I like it.
Very American Horror Story.
I'm going to give it a try.
It's like, I can't imagine.
Are you that scary?
I am.
She really is.
She's the biggest scaredy cat. Like, I can't. It I won't sleep.
I was taken to like Jaws when I was five. No. And like not The Exorcist, but I saw Damien. I was like 7 years old, and I was like The Omen.
Maybe that's why, because I didn't watch them when I was little, and then watching them as I got older, I couldn't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, okay. So you have to desensitize your children.
That's awful.
My kids like creepy shit. Like, I know. Sophie loves Coraline. Coraline is.
I love Coraline. I love
but
Coraline.
It's a great story, but it's creepy
beautiful.
As hell.
Beautiful. I think it's beautiful. That one and Nine, I love that one too.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that one.
No, Nine is good. Nine is kind of sad. I'm looking forward to seeing the clocks in the wall. The house with the clocks in the wall.
I want to see that.
My son wants to go see it, but he's, like I've mentioned, he's a fucking creep. He's like not like in a bad way, but he's like, because he's just into, he's four, but he's like, he's been watching The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
Since he was like a fetus.
My niece is the same way.
And he watches, like he legit, like we would watch Stranger Things and he was always like crumbing around, like trying to watch it. And I mean, are you going to ever watch Stranger Things?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because she's not into it.
No me llama la atención.
But when
you're not an 80s child.
When this kid gets,
I was born in 86. All right,
so was I.
When
86?
But so was I, and I was
when I graduated high school.
So. But when Sean Astin gets eaten by the Demogorgon, like he was like,
no spoilers.
That's why I asked. Oh, okay. They don't care.
They don't care. Okay.
If you haven't seen it by now, it's on you.
See, no, I was not impressed. I was not impressed with that character. I really wanted him to not. I like when people like do something different later in their career to try to revive it. And Sean Astin just played like the same dopey sweetheart character he's been playing his entire life.
I know, because
I really wanted him to be like bad or to be like evil and somehow be like connected to what was going on. And he was just like,
meh. I liked him.
No, stupid.
He's like, that's my boyfriend goal is like, if I could find somebody like
that character, Bob. Okay, but he looks like the guy that ate shot at Sean Astin though. You know that. Like,
what?
He's super fat now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
so I know. Way to body shame.
Yeah, I know, but but that kind of guy, he would sit and eat a pizza with me and some ice.
Oh, that's fine.
If,
no,
if I felt sad or
no, I don't know. But anyway, that whole scene, like my son watched it like behind us, we're sitting
in glee.
But he was like, I'm like, you should not be watching this. But and he's not scared of that stuff. He's like, he's scared of when a character he loves like dies.
Yeah,
that's what he doesn't like. He doesn't like when like a character.
Shit, don't let him watch any like Japanese anime.
Well, no, we're not. No, but like when like we were watching Toy Story 3 the other day, and he had seen it before, but it was like the first time he like realized what was happening.
Did you turn off the ending before like
absolutely
Phoebe's mom?
No, absolutely not. And it was like the incinerator.
Oh yeah.
Part, and he was like, "Mama, why is there fire?" And I was like,
"They might die.
They'll be." And I was like, "They'll be okay." He's like, "But why are they all holding hands?" And he's like,
that was a touching.
Like, Mama, are they scared? I was like, oh man.
Pixar is the only people that can make you cry.
Oh no, that's not true. Who? Have you seen Christopher Robin yet?
Oh my god.
No, I haven't seen
Take some tissues.
I love.
I from like the
first
opening.
First of all, I love Ewan McGregor. So
I love Ewan McGregor too, but like his actions of the last 2 years have like really disappointed me.
I know.
So I still.
He's pretty to look at, that's all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Don't want to marry him.
But I admired him because he was. I really liked that he was married for so long and then he was. You know?
Screwed up.
But yeah,
men ain't shit. But whatever.
Yeah,
cried from
anyway,
the opening scene.
Yeah,
to the
I
end
cried
of the
from
really?
Actually cried from before because they showed the Dumbo trailer, and my son was like, "Have you seen? Oh my god!"
That's sing to them. Yeah,
that's why I used to sing to my son. That was the theme of my baby shower. Like, that's,
oh my
and my
god.
Son was sitting in my lap. So then, have you seen the trailer for Dumbo? That it opens with like that song, and I was like, "Nope, I'm done."
Yep.
And I didn't stop from there. It was like someone turned on a faucet behind my eyes.
And I'm looking for. Speaking of Disney movies, I am looking forward to Mary Poppins so bad.
Yes, me too.
Number one, because it just looks beautiful. Number two, because I can cosplay her.
Oh yeah, you can.
I'll be a fatter Mary Poppins, but that's okay. That's okay.
You totally can.
But I got Maria Poppins.
Maria Poppins. That would be hilarious, actually. Mm-hmm.
To do like a Cuban nanny.
Yes. Trademark that shit.
Because I don't look Cuban.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you could do the accent. That's all that matters.
I can't do a Cuban accent. It's so sad. I was like trying to do it the other day, and I'm like, I can't do a Cuban accent anymore. Accent. I don't know. I can't do it. I was trying to do it with Tony Montana. See, it doesn't sound like Cuban accent.
It sounds Cuban to me.
I don't know.
That's because you're not Cuban.
Oh, shut up.
You're not Cuban?
No.
Where are you from?
Venezuela.
Oh,
she's American, but she's
her parents. Yeah, we're all American.
Yeah.
All American. We're either Anglo or Hispanic. You heard that NSA,
I was born here.
We're either Anglo or Hispanic. Because my people would say, oh, did you marry an Americano? And like, no, I married an Anglo because he's like Irish. And he's still Irish, but he's an asshole. But anyway,
moving on.
We digress. Mm-hmm. We digress. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Mary Poppins. Even though my mother refused to watch the trailer because la única Mary Poppins es Julie Andrews. Nadie puede cantar como ella. Eso va a ser una basura.
She's not wrong.
I know.
But
whatever. I know, but you know, have an open mind, mother.
So I was never like Mary Poppins. Never really like I enjoy it and I appreciate it for what
she's
it
a
is.
Witch, you know that.
I understand. Yeah, no, I
she's
know.
She's a witch.
No, I know.
I love it.
But
who else can fly on an umbrella?
Just growing up as a kid, it was never like my favorite. I wouldn't pick it to watch it. I appreciate it for what
I
it
think
is.
Annie's about to kick
I
you
know,
out.
Listen, I'm not saying I don't like
no,
it.
No, no, it's fine.
It's fine. You're breaking my heart, but it's fine.
Whatever. I appreciate it for what it is. I know that it was like revolutionary and like it yes. changed. It's like it's piece of cinema history. It changed the way that, you know, they made movies. I understood all of that. Like I very much, but it's just not my favorite
your thing.
It's not my thing.
That's fine.
However,
I didn't like The Fox and the Hound. So there you go.
Nobody likes The Fox.
Okay,
I
there you go.
I love The Fox and the
See,
Hound.
See, everybody in different takes. That's okay. all. Oh. Go ahead. So you say.
So anyway. Jesus Christ, she's going to kill me.
So anyway.
It's been a day.
It's been a day. It's been yeah, a day. My day's not even over yet. Like, I no, obviously after this have here. To go keep working.
Oh, fine.
And I have to be up at 5 a.m. Yeah. So
you want some more pizza?
No.
Okay.
You want
my
a coffee?
Husband earlier was like, my husband's like, he saw me like stressed out and he was like, can I help you with something? He said, can I get you something? I'm like, three lines of cocaine or something because I need to make it through today.
You will get through. You will get through.
Can I have an 8-ball, please?
You will get through. But did you see Dick Van Dyke's going to be in the movie?
Yes, I saw that.
So Dick Van Dyke is a killer. Let
oh,
me just
I love
say.
Him.
Love him.
But Dick Van, my grandfather looked. But like Dick Van Dyke. So like I can't look at Dick Van Dyke without like thinking about Aww. My grandfather. So that gets me all kinds of in my Aww. Feels. And I don't want to be in my feels.
She has feels.
But and I also love Lin-Manuel Miranda. So
yes,
I'm
course.
Also very very happy to know that his Cockney accent is just as terrible as Dick Van Dyke's.
Yeah, which is perfect. That's why somebody's like, why didn't they bring a British accent? They didn't bring a British actor the first time. It was Dick Van Dyke. So but Dick Van Dyke, oh yeah, he had the bad Cockney accent. Now, did you know that Dick Van Dyke is married to a woman my age and he's like 90?
What a creep.
No, she was her she was his makeup artist for something and she had gone through some like bad divorce or something like that. She's gorgeous, but she's like us, she's like full of figure, beautiful, and she just said he just charmed her.
I could see that though.
Yeah,
and she said, you know, dude, like you're this old. He goes, look, let's
he's
have,
also, probably,
let's
also
have,
probably also a gazillionaire.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, look, what if I only have a few years left? You know, let's have fun. Let's go travel. Yeah. We'll do everything you want to do, whatever.
That's
so the dude's been like with her for like 15 years already, like 10, 15 yeah. years. And it's like, damn, dude's in 90s already. And he's still
like,
dancing.
I don't know how much time I have left. And he's yeah, still 10, kicking. 15
years. Did you imagine like that's your backup plan, like marrying an old rich dude just so they'll leave you money and the motherfucker lasts for like 20 years?
And he outlives you.
That would be the worst.
The motherfucker lasts like 20 years and you have to
and
like,
they seem happy. He seems like very a very spry old gentleman.
I'm sure the
there.
Bank account.
Well, he's yeah, fun. So like he seems like it would be a yeah, fun guy, but yeah. like you like Anna Nicole Smith married un viejo in yeah. a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know, and can you imagine like that shit and then like that motherfucker stays alive kicking. Yeah. You need to pretend to like
it's better to become your own millionaire. Young ladies, don't
yeah, become
be a sugar
lady.
Baby.
Yeah.
Don't be a sugar baby.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It is not worth it. Mm. So what else are we talking about? Movies.
I have a couple things I wanted to my husband got suckered into buying something for my son and
oh, can I talk about my latest addiction?
Yes. Sure.
I am addicted and no, I don't get paid by them or anything, but I am addicted to wish.com. I am admitting
oh, buy
this.
Shit in China.
Oh my, look, I got this for a dollar with the earrings and a dollar shipping. I'm not kidding you. The backdrops.
The thing that sucks about anything like that is
it takes a couple of weeks to get
it
here.
It takes like a month.
No, so, like 2 or 3 weeks.
But it's nice because like you forget that you
yeah,
ordered
and then
it.
It's like,
and then it just shows up and it's like you
surprise.
Bought yourself a present.
I do that every so often. Like when I'm down, I'm like, I'm getting myself something. And then all of a sudden it shows up. It's like, oh, I got, look, this was from a Wish and this was free with a dollar shipping. I'm not kidding you. Okay. Everything. So my beautiful backdrops, because I used to like kill myself making, you know, set design with no money. So I started buying backdrops. And they're gorgeous. So the one that I used for Harry Potter is a backdrop. The one I used for
are they super cheapy DP or are they
no?
Like,
well, the backdrop for Harry Potter, since you are a party person,
I might need
is like five. It was like $5 with $3 shipping.
Do you happen to have like speaking? Do you always have backdrops? How do you hang them?
I use tape.
Oh, never mind.
Why?
I was wondering if you had a stand.
You can buy a stand. They have the stands no, I need for, it for tomorrow.
Oh, so, like, if you had it in your garage,
I would take it for you. I don't have that.
Take it.
No.
Okay. Never
mind. Well, you see, I have like nails everywhere on my ceiling, on my walls.
Let me look for a stand. Now that
they have a stand there. They have
an acrylic cake stand.
Yes, they have everything. They have cake decor stuff. Everything.
And it's cheap.
They even have those Russian cake tips that make those pretty flowers and shit for like $1.
I have that.
Now, the only thing I've ever had an issue with is their clothes because they think like extra large.
Even
is
if
still
you get
like
the biggest size, it still like fits still, like your thigh.
Yeah. Exactly,
Vanessa.
Exactly.
They have the mermaid makeup brushes for $2.
They're beautiful. No, you get hooked.
That kind of grosses me out.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like they would be like the fake kind.
You're not supposed to use these. You put these in a nice like glass vase from the dollar store.
What do you mean you don't use them?
They're decoration.
These are just decoration. You don't use these.
I would use them.
No. Oh. They have unicorn ones?
But they have so many cute things. So many cute. Especially you that makes fuck parties. Off. Yeah. They have like Harry Potter socks. And that's where I got the Harry Potter flag. I got it for $5. I was looking for it on Amazon and it was like 10, you know, 10, 50 or something. So gets a lot of stuff. So yes, that's my addiction is
cake stand. Let's see. Let's see what
they
we
have. Cake stand.
Steph is shopping.
Yes.
Oh my God! The set of three pink cakes is $17. You know how much these go for on Amazon?
Look how beautiful. Look how pretty they are.
But what size are they?
I'll tell you right now.
Is it all three or is it each one?
Colors. It doesn't matter.
And then the cool thing is they have product reviews, so you can check what people say.
Right.
And they have pictures, like actual pictures taken by
right.
people.
Right. That's the other thing is I don't buy anything from China until I like have seen a review or like seen an actual picture.
Yeah.
Let me look at the description.
Riveting podcast.
It is. It's
it has
riveting.
The sizes, but it's in centimeters. Someone do this conversion for me.
No, thanks. What?
It's a... 30 centimeters, so that's probably like 15 inches around. That's for the big one.
Yeah, there you go.
8 inches is 30 centimeters. It's 11.81 inches.
Okay, that's not bad.
There you go. That's the circumference of a normal cake.
Yeah, that's not bad. Annie, I think you just created a monster.
There you go. I'm telling you, I've tried Alibaba. I've tried everything else. This one, everything I've gotten, I'm very, very happy with.
Yeah?
Very happy with.
Look, all this shit for $62.
What is that shit?
What shit?
It's a bunch of cake stands and shit.
And shit.
Cake stands and shit, people. Mm-hmm. Buy it at wish.com.
Okay.
If they want to sponsor.
This is happening.
We're accepting sponsors.
And they have jewelry. I love the fashion jewelry. Jewelry. I am a lightweight, so I'm like.
I see that.
And I haven't eaten much. I've only had two balls of risotto. I've had mushroom risotto balls. And green beans. That could be very, like,
That's
very
not
phallic-y. They don't taste that way. But
there you go.
So speaking of, like, crazy event stuff, there's been all of these, like, people that are coming out on Reddit that are talking about, like, these horror nightmare brides. I read one a few weeks ago.
Horror nightmare brides?
Yeah, horror, like nightmare
horror
brides. Like,
no, like
I read a story
not horror nightmare brides.
No, that too.
Horror nightmare.
But I read a story.
That's the one my husband married. Anyway, my ex married.
I read one the other day about a girl that wanted her guests to contribute $1,500.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So this is... This is a
in the 80s we used to like make our own shit and stuff,
right?
I got married
so
in the 90s.
Apparently this chick's wedding coordinator, which as a wedding coordinator I would never do this, and I would tell this person, you're nuts, this is never gonna happen. Good morning, my name is blank and I am the wedding coordinator for blank. I'm reaching out to all confirmed guests to do I'm going to read it to you because the grammar in this is all over the place. So I'm going to read it to you like as she wrote it.
Okay.
To do a finally head count and go over some rules and regulations of the wedding day.
Rules?
First of all, are you still... Yeah, rules. First of all, are you still attending with a plus one? Excuse me. Well, rules and regulations. Number one, please arrive 15 to 30 minutes early. Not... not crazy.
Not a rule. But
why not just invite half an hour earlier?
Yeah, I was going to say, why not just write half
an hour? Because you're not Cuban. Because right. Cubans are like an hour before.
Yeah.
And the bride gets there 2 hours after.
Right. Number two, please do not wear white, cream, or ivory. Rather reasonable.
Well, that makes sense. I feel like sense.
That's not... But
that's you don't etiquette. That's it, etiquette. That's
a reasonable...
Well, there's stupid people in this world.
Yeah, no, I know. Oh, some of them were whites at my wedding.
Yeah.
Who?
Well, I went to an all black and white wedding.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was really pretty.
Yeah.
There were more blacks than white, though.
Please do not wear...
literally.
Okay.
And I was the one that caught the bouquet, so I was like...
Please was do not wear anything other than a basic bob or a ponytail.
What?
To the guests?
Mm-hmm. Please do not have a full face of makeup.
What?
What?
Please do not record during the ceremony. Ceremony spelled S-E-R-A-M-O-N-Y.
Whoa.
Please do not check in on Facebook until instructed. Please use hashtag... Sorry.
Use.
Please use hashtag, whatever their hashtag was, because they didn't share it, when posting all pictures. Number 8, in all caps, do not talk to the bride at all.
At all? Like, even after the ceremony?
Wait, this bridezilla is got to go.
Please do not talk to the bride at all, in all caps. Number 9, everyone will toast with Remy, the bourbon or whatever the fuck it is, or whatever.
The champagne.
Yeah, no, the Remy champagne.
No.
The whatever the hard liquor is.
Okay.
The, no, I'm assuming she meant to put no exceptions, but she put no acceptance.
Okay.
Lastly, must come with $75 or more. Gift of $75 or more. Hold on, let me read this the way that she wrote it because it's fucking me up. Lastly, must come with gift $75 or more, or you want to be admitted with one T.
So she probably means bring a gift of $75 or more if you want to be admitted.
Right. So nobody can, if you don't bring a gift of at least $75,
how do they know how much you spent?
I don't know. If you have any questions,
you have to show up with a receipt.
I go to Goodwill and just like, look, this is $75.
You buy a fancy looking frame.
There you go.
If you have any questions or any clarification, please call me directly. Thank you.
Yeah, I wouldn't go. So. I wouldn't go.
No, I wouldn't go.
I wouldn't go.
That's a bridezilla. If that came from the bride.
You know who I feel bad for in this situation? The poor groom. Motherfucker she's marrying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the groom.
Yeah.
Well, he's an idiot. He probably likes it.
Yeah, well.
Or he's scared.
I don't feel sorry for him.
Or he's scared.
Or he's scared, or, you know.
Scared of her.
Yeah. But.
No.
That is bizarre.
Right.
I've been seeing
a lot more stories like these creep up. Like, of girls just.
That was
like,
the only thing I ever went to was this wedding. It was beautiful. It was very elegant.
Where was it?
It was at, oh my gosh, it was at a country club. Riviera Country Club, I think.
Oh, Riviera is super, like,
beautiful.
Riviera is very, like, old Miami money.
Yes,
like,
it was beautiful. It's a little stuffy. It was so classy. And it was, but here's the thing. It was super classy and the best, like, most fun I've ever had. The woman, she used to be, like, a choreographer. So she went out. She came in with all her bridesmaids. They had, like, 12 bridesmaids. 12 groomsmen.
See, I get annoyed.
And this was her second wedding. She's like my age. She's like 40. But wait a second. No, but I'm so happy for her because she had a very simple wedding the first time around.
I didn't like that many people.
Yeah, no. Because you know what it was? It's her nieces, her nephews.
Yeah.
Her daughters.
All right.
So it was all young people. And she choreographed this whole, like, thing, this whole dance, and she came out with like this little white tutu thing and this lace. Like,
choreographed dances at weddings make me cringe.
I know, but she was good.
It doesn't matter how good they are.
Like, she used to choreograph the heat dancers.
I don't care,
okay?
If it's friggin' J-Lo that's choreographing her.
But and then he upped her because there was a live band, which was amazing. He went behind the drum set and he started playing Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven. Oh my God. We were like, it was like, okay, what is this? Everybody has to show. And then some of the kids came up and they sang and they danced and it was like, you know, a talent competition.
A talent show.
It was a talent show. It was beautiful.
Choreographed performances planned performances at weddings are like so cool.
Well, his wasn't planned. That's what was cool.
Right. So that's fine.
Like, came out of
but
cool.
Like,
I don't mind planned performances if they're good.
No, this was cool.
98% of them are awful.
You know.
No, this was good.
And cheesy. We have a friend
this was not cheesy.
We have a friend that we went to high school with that they did a dance at their wedding, and I'm like, no, boo boo, stop.
I know.
You need to tell me.
I tell you.
But the best part of the wedding was I got the bouquet, and I didn't have to knock anybody. I went all the way in the back. Because I was like, all right, I'm going to stand here because she pulled me out of the table and I'll just hide in the back. And the
it's damn like she bouquet. She threw it right at you.
The damn bouquet came straight at me. Everybody was like short and I was like, boop. And it just, that's all you see in the videos. You see this one hand like pop up and catch the bouquet. Like it didn't fumble or anything. It was like, boop.
I love when people fall over trying to catch it.
I know. So I think I have, what, is it a year? What's the policy?
I have no idea.
So. Oh, I don't know. I used to be like the avid, like I used to always catch bouquets. Like,
no, this is the first time I've ever caught it.
Like I always caught the bouquet. Like I, there were.
And she got married at 22.
Yeah. Oh. But every wedding I had been to from like the time I was 13 years old, I always caught the bouquet.
Wow. Oh,
I caught the bouquet at Patty's sister's wedding.
So there you go. So gentlemen, if there are any gentlemen that listen to this, I have the bouquet. I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. Let's go. I'm trying to find somebody. Mm. Which sucks. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. But are you like on like...
Are you
on
Tinder?
No, not Tinder. That's like a hookup. Are you on Bumble? I'm on Bumble.
Okay. Can I drive your Bumble? Give me.
What do you mean drive my Bumble?
Give me your Bumble. Give me.
She wants to search through your Bumble.
Oh yeah, you can search through my... Look, somebody just said hi.
Hey girl, hey.
Hey. Yeah, no. Look, give me. Check the calendar.
Give me.
If I see another man holding a fish, treat it. I
that's
swear.
What Stephanie said.
What the fuck?
Our friend, not the Stephanie.
I don't usually say fuck, but what the fuck?
Our friend Stephanie, when she was single, she was on Tinder and she was like,
"What's with the fish?
Why are they holding fish?"
First of all, I don't like fish.
You don't like fish either.
Why I don't are like you fish. Fish. Thank you.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Right. Yeah, they all have fish. So they're all looking for somebody fit.
And I treat this like a game.
And I'm like mentally
it is. It's like a video game. I play the same way.
To us that are like old and
please
married,
don't pick anybody weird.
Tinder and no, we only pick hot people. Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
Tinder and Bumble are.
Oh, have fun with that. See if you find anything.
Tinder and Bumble are like a video game, and like when you match is like when you win. We a prize.
Yeah, exactly. Yay. Okay.
So this is how we treat it.
All right.
Remind
go ahead.
Me. The left is go away.
Let
right?
me see. Let me see.
No, left is okay. Yeah, left is go away.
This way. This is
how old is he?
46.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
right.
So right. Okay, cool. Oh, you're cute. And this is your child in your picture. That's fine.
That's
he's cute.
He's 53.
He's 53. Yeah, go ahead. Don't even read the profile, right?
No.
No.
Who's trying to read the fucking
We're
profile?
We're judging on looks alone, obviously.
No. No.
Yeah, a lot of nose.
Oh, this guy's cute. Okay. He's like daddy.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's self-employed on my own. Oh.
I like that.
Oh. He's self-employed yes, on my own.
I like the salt.
Oh my God.
That guy looks like Nigel Thornberry.
He does! Oh my God.
That's exactly who he looks like. We found him. We found the actual live version of
Nigel Thornberry is on Bumble.
Please say no to him.
No, of course I'm going to.
Thornberry is on Bumble.
Okay, but if I can't see your face,
I hate that. What's with the freaking thing of having sunglasses? Okay, so the other pet peeve is why do they have sunglasses on? I need to pick you out from like, you know, a lineup. God forbid.
Right.
And then why are you scowling at me? That's not sexy. You frighten me. Please don't scowl. That's not sexy. Stop it. And then I hate it when you start talking to them and like, hey, sexy. And I'm like, asshole. Blech. Why? Don't start that way.
That's better than Yoma. What up?
Like, no, they're too old for that. Now that's just I said.
Penny, you get a lot of people that are like talking to you. Why are you not answering them back?
I do answer them back. They, I don't know. They give up after a while.
I didn't mean that in like a bad way. I just meant like.
No, I talked to them. I talked to all of them, and immediately I'm like, after like a couple of times, after 2 days of chatting, here's my number. Call me.
Nobody wants to talk on the phone.
I don't know what the hell happens
because nobody wants to talk on the phone anymore.
Nobody wants to talk on the phone.
You have sexed.
Yeah, huh? You have to text.
Well, nobody wants to talk on the phone
I know,
anymore.
But he could still text me on my phone instead of that thing because I can't see when they text me. See, I'm all caught up. I'm on there all the time. I'm like, I'm in traffic. Left, right, left, right, left. Nada, nada, nada.
Nah. So you need to get on Tinder.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hook up. That's a hookup place.
Oh, because Bumble isn't?
Yeah.
Bumble just, is less hooky.
Okay.
It's not.
Whatever you say.
Okay. No, I know. There was this one guy today. He's like, hey, babe, what are you doing tonight? And I'm like, I'm
not gonna- you.
Yeah, I was like, exactly. He's like, I'm busy right now. And he's like, oh, because I'm going to be out of town tomorrow. I'm like, okay, well,
good for you.
Go find yourself another hole because I'm not going to be the one. I'm sorry. So.
This is not the hole you were looking for.
This is not the hole you were looking for. I ain't no hole. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, and then this one guy called me. Yeah, I'm not the hoe. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for. But yeah, at least I'm trying.
Annie, I really think that you've changed my life with this
what
wish.
Right? See, I get hotter on Wish.com than I do on Bumble. I get more turned on. I was like, oh my god, look at this. That. Yes.
Oh my god, look what I found. That's what I love about shopping the clearance section.
And they do sell those things too.
Wait, something's
staticky. Wait, somebody's dinged me. Who's dinging me?
Yeah, they did.
Ooh.
Mm. Did you match? Did we match with someone?
No. Hold on.
Do you want to pause for a second?
Yeah, let's break
pause.
Right here.
Let's pause.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay.
I'm sure I do. That's fine.
Yeah. It's okay.
I like spread glitter around. I was like trying to fill up balloons with confetti and like the confetti spilled out. So like there was like a confetti. Like confetti and glitter is like the herpes of like
I love glitter.
Yeah, but like it gets everywhere too. And it's impossible to get rid of. So.
Okay. So welcome back. Thanks for
hosting. Welcome back.
At SuperCon, there was like a glitter booth. I've talked about this before. Yeah, like towards the back.
What was in there?
Glitter, like body glitter, like makeup, body glitter.
Oh yes, I saw that.
And gorgeous. The first day that we went, I had to like chug my iced coffee at the door because I didn't know you couldn't bring iced coffee. It was coffee. I didn't think that they were going to tell me I couldn't bring my coffee.
But we brought.
We were smuggling wine. But my coffee was the problem.
Oh, okay.
So I had to like chug it at the door and like walking around, the caffeine hit me in front of the glitter.
Oh.
And I was shaking. Like my body was shaking and I was like, why am I so excited about this glitter? Like I didn't put two and two together until like he was.
Were you doing lines of glitter?
They were testing. He like swatched the glitter on my hands, and I was like, oh my god! I'm like, look, I'm shaking. And I was like, why am I shaking like this? And I'm like, it's because I chugged my coffee earlier.
It wasn't the effects of the glitter.
It wasn't the glitter. I didn't tell him that because I ended up buying 3 packs of different color glitters.
Yeah.
But I was like, what is so happening cool. to me? Like, I felt my whole body shaking.
I have a friend who has a phobia of glitter. Jane,
what a sad existence.
She's terrified. Like, she won't come to my house if she knows there's glitter. I'm like, I'm sorry, but there's always glitter.
Does she not come here at all?
She does, but then when she sees, she's like, oh my god, you were working with glitter. Wait, get it away from me. And I'm like, why? She's afraid she's gonna get blinded by glitter.
That is so weird.
I know.
That is so sad.
I'm sorry, your
what a
is
sad
weird.
Existence.
It is. How can you live without glitter? I love your glitter nail polish. I'm gonna do glitter on my nails.
I love glitter nail polish.
I love glitter anything. And come to my craft room and there's glitter everywhere. I learned the trick of using.
Look at my glitter.
Look how pretty.
Isn't that pretty?
You're so cute. Thanks. You have a pretty profile. I just learned the trick of using mop and glow and glitter.
More glitter.
Did What's you know
mop
that?
And glow?
More
what glitter. Are you talking about?
More glitter. Yeah. More glitter. When you have to do, look, see that little green bottle over there?
No.
Okay. Right there under the, okay.
Oh, in the thingy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pick it. Take it out.
Sakala.
So if you have to glitter the inside of a bottle, you who do events and stuff,
I just have to.
You don't use glue.
Paint the inside of a bottle.
Yeah, that's okay. With what are you going
to
use?
No, to paint the inside of a bottle,
you use Mod Podge and food coloring.
No,
I would.
Yes,
that's not what I did.
Well, that's what I do.
Or you could just
Mod Podge and food coloring. Is that cheaper than just like buying the dollar thing of acrylic paint? You pour a bunch of it in there and you just spin it around.
But it all depends what kind of
that's
look.
What I did.
Okay, it depends what kind of look.
Okay,
if you
I
want
need to
opaque,
make it look. Yeah,
you
I want
opaque?
It opaque.
Okay, if
and
you
I need
want
to
opaque,
make it look
that
I need to make it look like there's milk in this.
Oh yeah, you can do it that way.
I did it with white
paint. But anyway,
that's what I showed you earlier.
Yeah. So okay. So with the mop and glow, you take the mop and glow. It's like a clear, you know, stuff that you mm-hmm. use to clean the floors.
Right.
You stick it in the bottle, and then you stick glitter in there, and it glues it.
Interesting.
And you don't use glue because glue is all goopy. But if you want to paint a mason jar and make it like not opaque, but just tint the glass, right. use Mod Podge and food coloring.
Yeah, that I've seen. There, or like
I have a video. Coloring. I have a video. So if you mm-hmm. want to check it out, it's actually the highest grossing video. I don't know, highest oh, hit nice. Video, the highest views of videos. It's got like 14,000 views. And I'm like, really? The one I don't do any kind of setup for. I don't get any
the
actors.
Easiest stuff that
I did it myself. It's out of focus. The music is that corny, like ukulele shit.
Well, that's what happens.
I know.
The easiest stuff.
I know. It's like, why do I bother? So that's why every so often you see me doing like live
easy
stuff.
Shit.
Yeah, live stuff. Easy shit.
Easy
Let's
shit.
Do some easy shit.
Easy shit.
Yes.
What's easy the next, shit with Indiana
What's the next
Hold on, I'm going.
Are we going to do like, what was that thing? Hot, not, or...
Oh, snot? Mary, fuck, kill? Do we have
yeah,
one?
Yeah, Mary, fuck, kill.
I haven't done one. I haven't looked for one in
we
a while.
We haven't done one in a while.
We haven't done that.
Easy shit.
So are we loving the new teen movies that are trying to like be like the new John Hughes on Netflix?
Yes.
I loved All the Boys.
I loved All the Boys. Was not a fan of, that much of Sierra Burgess.
No.
Or Burgess.
Yeah,
Burgess.
Okay.
I also am still like, Riverdale is what made me like realize it, but like as I continue to watch all of these things, like I understand that they need work, like and whatever, they're getting older, but like I'm also seriously I'm seriously disturbed by like all the
do you want more
no all the
I'll take
like
more.
Heartthrobby guys now playing all these dads.
I know, but
because
I love
on,
it
on Riverdale.
Oh my
his
Lord.
Dad is Dylan McKay.
Well, you just said
I
you're
know.
Not driving
and
beep beep.
And so like it, but Sierra Burgess had like Leah Thompson.
Yes.
Was
and
her
the
mom.
Guy from I can't remember his name.
It's Alan Ruck. His Cameron,
I love him.
Cameron from
I love him.
From what still the fuck
adorable.
Is this movie? Ferris Bueller. So
adorable.
I,
well, and Aiden is
and,
the dad.
Yeah, Aiden
oh my
from City was the dad.
Is he not the cutest?
He is
the most gorgeous man.
He's
he does
cute.
Not age.
No,
he's like
good.
He's like Richard Gere. He still has a hotness.
Richard Gere.
Right?
Yeah. Richard
would you
Gere.
Not do him?
No,
not
he put would. A gerbil in his ass. No.
I'd, oh, whatever.
Whatever. Wait judge.
Not my
Wait
problem.
Judge.
As this long thing, as I don't have to stick it up
we
there, I don't care.
We are accepting of all weird things.
You know, that was back in the 70s. Let
I
it go.
Things happen.
Let it go.
Things happen.
Let it go. But there's some...
That's still so
I mean, look at Rob Lowe, for God's sake. They don't
Rob Lowe
oh.
was the original sex tape.
And he
guy.
Still is.
I know. No, he's super hot. Rob
he's
Lowe
still
is.
Super hot. And what's the other guy?
Chris
John Stamos. The hell oh. all these people don't age.
No.
John gorgeous. Stamos.
It's not
gorgeous.
Fair. It's not fair. They get better with age. Like
yeah, but there's some women that are... Excuse me, the girl from Princess Bride.
Oh, Robin Wright. I'm obsessed.
Robin Wright.
She's amazing.
She was a goddess and yeah. wonder freaking woman.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was like, ooh.
I was so sad when she died in that movie.
I know.
So sad.
It was like too soon. It was
yeah,
too soon.
It was way too soon. Need more of her.
I mean, yes. it was a plot device that propelled the character.
Yes,
forward,
yes but still, too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah, no, I agree. I love her. I'm obsessed with her.
More
Do you watch House of Cards?
Which?
Do you watch House of Cards?
No, I she's don't. Amazing. I know I have
First
to watch
of all,
it.
She's amazing in and of herself.
I have to catch up with everything.
But her wardrobe on
yeah.
House
gorgeous.
Of Cards
oh my God,
is,
and her hair, everything. She's like
perfect.
She's like literally a Barbie doll. Like,
yeah,
yeah
she
like
is. She is. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
She's
fair.
Perfection. I
she
love
is.
Her.
She is. She has
I want to skin her and wear her like yellow. Yeah,
I wanted to ask you guys. Okay, so two things.
Okay.
Two things. So what do we think of Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers? Is this not like the most perfect, adorable thing that you've ever seen?
I thought his son was supposed to play Mr. Rogers.
No.
In
his
a Funny or Die video, he played Mr.
Yes,
Rogers.
He played it in Drunk History.
Like, a Drunk History or a Funny or
he
Die?
Played, he
oh,
played the young version of Fred Rogers.
Oh. I feel like when you read an Onion article and you take it seriously.
I know someone... That thought that the, and you know this person too, thought that, do you remember the Onion article that said, like, in order to save the whales, they were putting them in giant plastic bags, like how they put gold
yes.
in the safe air?
I didn't see
that. I
somebody
know
thought that was
somebody
real.
That thought that that was real.
Oh my gosh.
What? I need, hang on, I need to know who right now.
Dumb fuck. She is a dumb fuck.
What a dumb fuck. It's,
she
we're
is,
recording again.
She
what
is a dumb fuck.
Okay, we didn't say her name. We said it, but it wasn't on. No, I know, but I'm not going to say.
No.
Please don't.
No.
It's going to cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, I know. No. But you are.
You are a dumb fuck.
Oh my Lord. But anyway, so that was the first one. What do you think of Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker?
I don't really care.
We're over it, right?
Indifferent about him.
After you know, Heath Ledger, yeah. It's like, why? Why bother?
I am still a proponent, and I know people like hate me. I don't fucking care. I'm still the proponent that like it only went as far as it did because he died. Like, I think had he stayed alive, like nobody would have looked given. Not that it wasn't a good performance, but was it like, I don't think it was the best thing that year, and I don't think that it would have garnered so much attention had he not.
I think so, because that was a very different take on the Joker.
But I don't think he would have won it. He wouldn't have won an Oscar.
I think so. No, I think so. I think he did. He did a great job. I think he did a fantastic job.
I have to say,
I was watching Batman Returns, the old, you know, Tim Burton one. I still have to say my favorite, you know, Catwoman, outside of, you know, the TV shows, Michelle Pfeiffer like knocked it out of. She
was
so
another
cool.
one that doesn't. Age.
Oh my gosh.
What did she do recently?
She just did, yeah, she's in some movie recently, and it's like,
she did
woman.
Something recently that I was like,
share your secrets, bitch.
Hold on, I have to.
She's find. A witch. Remember, she came out in Stardust as a witch. And
she
was
did.
Like,
I love
what?
That movie.
She's gorgeous.
But I feel like Joaquin Phoenix looks like a bad cosplay of Heath Ledger.
Right?
Did you see this?
It looks like a bad cosplay. Of Heath Ledger with it. With the clown.
Did you see the meme that's like the side by side that's like, can you can I borrow your homework? Yeah, but change it so it doesn't look
exactly what it is. It's like there was really
that's exactly what it looks like. It's a bad cosplay
of Pennywise version, and I don't know.
The only other
person I thought would have been a cool Joker in his younger days would have been Tim Rice?
Tim Rice is a composer.
No, not Tim Rice. Tim.
I don't know what you're thinking about.
Crap. I forgot his name.
I'm sorry.
I have wine.
I can't help you.
He was in every movie. He was the devil guy in Legend. He was.
Tim Curry.
That's it. Not Tim Rice. What the hell is it? It's Curry Rice.
I saw her recently. Cool. Michelle Pfeiffer in Ant-Man. Yes. Yes. The mom in Ant-Man.
So I was confusing Curry Rice, so that's why. So it's Tim Curry.
Are you hungry?
Tim Curry. No, I don't know. But Tim Curry would have been an excellent Joker.
Yes.
That would have been like my dream Joker. So I shall continue dreaming.
I'm sorry I'm drinking water.
No, it's okay. Speaking of Halloween movies that we weren't speaking about, you have to watch The Worst Witch with Tim Curry. Okay. That is like the worst movie.
I think you told me last year.
Yes, you have to watch it. It is the most
Vanessa
horrible.
Vanessa has homework.
Most horrible
movie. Why do you
movie?
Have a giant trunk in your living room?
Because why somebody was going to throw it away.
A Harry Potter trunk.
Yes.
It's perfect for Harry Potter.
That's where I hide my bodies.
That's perfect for Harry Potter.
I did use it for Harry Potter. And I have a grandfather clock that somebody was going to throw away.
Well,
and
yeah, I know. I've heard the story. And I have that thing clock. There. And the grandfather clock, I would have taken that too, because the grandfather clocks are so fucking expensive.
Exactly. It's so cool. I don't know. I like.
Except I probably would have like sanded it down and like painted it gold or something.
Like, I have time for that shit. No, I would paint it like French country white or something.
Yeah.
No, that's too. I don't like that.
Too girly. Okay.
It's too basic.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just
French country white is basic as fuck, Vanessa. Don't give me that face.
Listen to our last episode on how basic Stephanie was in L.A.
Yeah, but that's because it was in L.A.
She's basic. She's basic as fuck.
Okay.
Oh yeah. You have to see my pictures of me being super fucking basic.
Okay. In LA?
I went to Cuba 2 weeks ago.
You went to Cuba?
Yeah.
And you're just bringing that up now?
Well, because we already talked about it. We talked about it last week and it got really deep. But yeah, I went to Cuba 2 weeks ago when she was in
LA. Do you have
LA.
Family there still?
No.
You're Venezuelan.
My husband was on a cruise. The ship.
Look at that basic bitch right there.
Look at her.
Oh my God. With a white Jeep. It might as well be
like
a white Beamer, right?
No, like in Clueless.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
She looks good too. Did you see her on Lip Sync Battle?
She does look good.
That was so
Doesn't
cute.
Doesn't she feed her babies like birds?
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
She's like one of these like
she's
vegan,
like super crunchy.
Attachment parents. And there's like a video
No judgment.
There's a video of her. There's a video of her chewing. Like, she posted this. Like, her.
Wait, self. She chews the food for the children?
Yeah.
For the baby. And then spits it like a bird. Like, spits it into the kid's mouth.
Why would she film this and share this with anybody?
Because it's a. People feed their children this way.
Yeah, people feed their children. There's like a theory or some kind of like.
Like, it's good for the birds.
No, it's not. It's like some fucking Jenny McCarthy mierda.
Again.
That's like the enzymes in the mother's saliva break down and it's like healthy for their nutrition.
No, it's not. No, it's disgusting.
I understand. I'm with you, but that's the. I'm just.
You know how many germs we like spread with our mouths to the children?
Yes.
There's actually.
That's why we wear
there's
masks.
There's actually commercials about like. I think it's hepatitis. Babies. Yeah, about hepatitis
don't
and
kiss
shit.
Babies. You can pass on. You can't kiss Mono. Babies. If you have a cold sore, you can't kiss babies because it can kill babies.
Yes.
If you have a cold, because then they can catch RSV.
Yes.
Like, you can't kiss
babies.
How
basic.
Oh my god,
you're a basic bitch.
This is at the Saved by the Bell restaurant. You would have loved
it. It's so cute. I wasn't
and they went to the Friends studio, the Friends set.
I want to go to Luke's.
Look how big.
I just want to go to Luke's.
I saw that too.
I want to go to Luke's too, damn
and
it.
I want to do Luke. I still love him.
I have pictures.
He's so cute. Scott, what's his name?
I don't care.
So cute.
He doesn't need a name.
She's another one that doesn't age. Lauren Graham?
Yeah.
Lauren freaking Graham and her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Alexis Bledel.
Alexis Bledel, who got married to the guy and Mad Men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so cute. That was a good series, too.
I'm trying to find the picture of
I never got into Mad Men.
I loved it.
Mad Men is great.
Loved it, but
it's not a bingeable show because no. It's slow. Every episode of Mad Men is slow for 50 minutes, and then the last 5 minutes is like amazing.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, my babies.
What is that?
That's Luke's. That was the former side of Luke's. Now they use it for something else.
I didn't even recognize it.
That's the.
Where did you go?
Went to the Warner Brothers lot.
Oh.
And that's something.
Oh
too,
my gosh!
Apparently.
Yeah, that's the house.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that. I always wanted to be on Gilmore Girls.
Well, I hate Gilmore Girls.
Why?
She's the worst.
She
is the worst.
I genuinely gave Gilmore Girls a shot when it first came out because like all my friends are watching it
in the 90s.
And I was like, okay, I'll watch it because I watched Dawson's Creek and I watched like everything on WB at the time. And
she couldn't get into it.
I took one, like I sat through one episode and I just, the relationship between Lorelai and Rory was like so unfathomably unrealistic to me.
Why am I friends with you?
That I would just, I'm like, I can't.
But it makes sense when she had her kid at 16. It was just the two of them.
Sure, but.
Why am I friends with her?
But they weren't good friends. They messed up and stuff in the midst of it all.
No, that's fine. I just, and then it was like, I also don't like shows where like everyone is brilliant. Like that's not realistic. Like every single character is like a fucking genius on that show.
But they're not.
They're not.
And everybody is like witty all the time. And everybody is
They just talk really fast. That was the whole thing.
No, that's. That I don't care about because I know that Rory is.
You know like, that Amy funny. Sherman Palladino, the writer and producer of that.
I don't like anything she does.
Bullshit. Do you watch Mrs. Maisel?
I do not.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Do you watch who?
Mrs. Maisel?
No, I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it either, but now that I know she wrote it. Let me tell you. You know what? Okay, so I'm going to give another suggestion for another Halloween suggestion movie.
Kay. I, however, am very supportive of like her as just as a career
person. Yes.
And that she just, the show just won a bunch of shit and like good for her. However, I've not liked one thing that she's ever like produced. I'm just, it's not my cup of tea.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. Anyway, another great movie to watch during Halloween.
Okay.
Which a lot of people probably haven't watched is What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh,
the boys! Were
the boys
about
are
that.
Well. Jeff really loves that movie.
Gotta watch that movie.
Chris loves that movie. My husband doesn't like it.
Did Neri like it? I don't remember.
Okay,
remember
let me Neri tell you. First of all, the actors in the movie are all directors. So the main vampire.
Well, that guy
is the director Tiki something.
Yeah,
other.
He just did the Thor movie.
Ragnarok. I don't like superhero movies. I'll be very honest with you. I'm very nerdy to the core, but I'm so sick of all this. It's like another freaking superhero. I can't sit through them anymore. I watched Ragnarok because Ragnarok.
Right.
Because of him, because of the director, and I enjoyed it because it was funny.
It was great.
Well,
my son loves it.
To be clever. Oh yeah, my son likes it too. But my son likes it because he loves the Hulk, and that movie is basically a Hulk movie.
And Thor movie. Yeah, it's basically it's a buddy movie.
Yeah. So and he likes that like Hulk talks in that one.
Oliver likes it. He goes, "Mommy, yo quiero el niño que molesta," and he means Thor.
Oh really?
Yeah. I don't understand why.
I don't understand where that came from. I don't know if it means Thor. I don't know if it means Loki. I don't know if it means the Hulk.
I think it means Loki.
I'm pretty sure Loki bothers.
I mean, that would make
Loki's
sense.
Loki's cool.
But Hulk also smashes Thor.
Yeah.
But then I would think that he says that, I don't know.
But he says, "Mami, yo quiero el niño que molesta." And he means Thor Ragnarok. And then he'll tell me, "Mami, yo quiero el niño de flores." And he means Groot.
Well, that makes sense.
That's cute.
Niño de flores makes sense. Groot
that's
cute.
Yeah, well, we were in Costco yesterday, and they have like a set of Avengers, like the Barbie size dolls, and there's a Groot in there. It has like Groot and Star-Lord and Thor and a couple of like from Infinity War. And
I haven't watched that yet.
It's good. And he goes,
"I know the end." So.
And he goes, "Mami, mira, flores." And I go, "Sí, papi, it's a Groot." And he goes, "No,
well,
flores."
Doesn't he also call Gamora la niña que se cayó?
Yeah, something like that. Or
but he hasn't seen Avengers yet. And Neri was like, or Infinity War. And Neri was like, "Boy, are you in for a surprise?"
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, how cute.
Like, he just... like. And because I guess we're his parents, we figured out.
He said that one of the Disney movies referred to La Niña con el Pelo. Who would you think he's talking about? Of a Disney movie with hair, like the girl with...
Oh, Tangled.
Right. No, it's fucking The Princess and the Frog, and nobody understands why.
She barely has any hair.
She has her hair in a bun the whole time, and then she turns into a frog.
Yeah, the whole time.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, La Niña con el Pelo.
Yeah, he goes, "Mami, yo quiero..." He goes, "Yo quiero la niña." And I go, "¿Cuál niña?" He goes, "La niña con el pelo." And I go, "What?" I go, "Rapunzel?" And he goes, "No." And like I showed him like the picture of the movie on the Apple TV. I go, "Este." He goes, "No. La niña con el pelo."
How old is he now?
He's going to be 4 next week.
Oh, my gosh.
But this was
cute.
Like almost a year ago.
Next week, when's his birthday?
The 2nd.
That's why we're going to Disney and not so
nice. Oh, that's nice. I know. I made my mom wear it. It's my birthday thing. It was hilarious. Everybody was like, "Well, come here, say happy birthday." Put the pin on her. She didn't realize.
But yeah, he goes, "La niña con el pelo." And I'm like, what?
Like, oh, my gosh. Ooh. How weird.
And then I put it on Facebook. I'm like, this is what he's asking for. Who could he possibly be talking about? And it turned out like he was talking, and then like I just went through the Apple TV showing him all the pictures, and then he was like, "Ese," and I go, "You could have said La Niña con el frog."
Sí,
la música.
Because she's the only one dressed in green.
La cocina, like la comida, something.
I love that movie.
That's I love that movie. The movie's great. But
I love the bad guy.
One of the under the radar Disney villains that's like amazing.
You have to, when you go to the happy Halloween
videos
thing.
I spoiled it for myself, and I saw the videos of the parade.
Spectacular. No, the Hocus Pocus spectacular.
Well, that too, but I want to see the parade.
The parade's
No, it looks Christmas, super fucking cool. What
it's
are you talking
cool, but
about?
It's like next to the Christmas one, it's the only
the
thing.
The Christmas one was nice. I really
no, but the Spectacular is really cool because the Hocus Pocus girls are all singing live. It's it's not recorded.
Fun. Yeah,
it's all live.
No, we're gonna watch it.
It's very cool.
Demented son loves fucking Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
So
my niece was like that. My niece is like that. She loved like Nightmare Before Christmas when she was like 1 year old. Like she loves that. And one of the compliments that she gave me when she was small, she's like, "Ay, tía, you look like one from the princess movies of Disney." And I'm like, "I do. Which one do I look like?" She goes, "You're the bad one." And I'm like, but she said it with such glee because she said in my hand, look like witch hands, and then I have those eyebrows, and right. I'm like, but she said it with such like pride, like wow, that's right. Cool, this is something I want to look up to. I was like, oh, okay, that's I like me. That that's I like baby. That yes, that's my baby. So yeah, no, she's a kid that, you know, she dresses up like the Darth Vader with the black tutu and stuff.
I love
she's got
that.
A dark she really has a dark side to her, which I love it. And she's a redhead too, so it's like
she's spunky,
so she doesn't have a soul. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, exactly. She is spunky.
No,
yeah.
I love me a ginge, so I'm fine.
Yeah, no, she's it's okay. gorgeous. She is not afraid of anything, so which is kind of scary.
A little bit.
She's only 7. Yeah.
Yeah, Sophie's the same way. She's about to be 7 too, and she's like...
No, she went to... They took her to trapeze school at 7, and I'm like... She's two stories up. You're letting the kid. You're Cuban. What's wrong
what
with you people?
Are they doing trapeze school here?
No, in Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. She's in Tallahassee. Yeah, so you know.
That makes sense. White people.
Yeah, they're around like, white people.
What white people nonsense shit. Is this?
They just let their kids go run rampant. Let their kids
do shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like us.
Yeah. Do you watch The Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt?
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
One of my favorite Titus.
I love
Titus lines is he walks in and goes, what white nonsense is this?
That I want to say that
whenever
Pinot
we
Noir.
Talk about like stupid shit white people do, I'm like, what white nonsense is this?
And anytime I hear someone so say true. Pinot Noir, I have to say
I know,
it.
I know. It's so cute.
It's great. I love Titus. He's the best.
So cute.
Going back to white people nonsense. Did you see that bus driver that was letting kids drive the bus?
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Where?
I have to look it up. But there was this bus
not
driver.
In
I think it was in Florida.
Well, at least it is. Well, it's not as bad as a lane in Hialeah that wouldn't serve somebody who didn't speak
Jesus.
Spanish.
Oh my God, that was bad.
That was really bad. But I can see it. The thing is, so what's sad is that you can see it. You can.
I
understand.
Was listening to future podcast guests of ours, the Better Let Me Tell You podcast.
Better Let Me Tell You.
Yeah. And
oh, that's it was in Indiana.
There's a better excuse.
It was Indiana. It was
of course.
Not Florida.
Because it was white.
Not Florida.
Because yeah. It's white people.
Well,
white
Yumi people is, nonsense. Is Martha of Miami. But
yeah.
But let me tell
oh, it's
you.
It's not white nonsense.
No, it's not white
it's
nonsense.
Not white
it's not white nonsense.
Oh, it's not white nonsense.
Never mind.
Sorry, Indiana.
Move on. They were saying they made a very good point about the whole Taco Bell.
Stupidity has no race.
It really, it's
go.
True.
No, it doesn't.
If
you're speaking English, whether you speak English or Spanish, like a burrito is a burrito in Spanish. Yeah. A taco is a taco in Spanish.
But
a
did you watch the video?
Yes, right.
A quesadilla is a quesadilla.
She wouldn't even listen to him.
But no, but if you watch the video, the driver was like, "What's your name?" And she answered her.
Oh, so
she
what
gave
she
her a name.
She just didn't want to deal with it or whatever.
But she gave her a name, so she clearly understands English. She could have taken the order.
She was just being an asshole.
Well, we didn't see what happened at the beginning. Maybe something happened.
We didn't. Maybe something happened in the beginning. But the driver said, "What's your name? I'm coming back tomorrow to talk to your manager." And she said, "I'm Marta, whatever the fuck. I don't know what name she gave.
Luisa, I think is her name.
Luisa. It was Luisa.
It was Luisa. Luisa, because that's my grandma.
Apparently,
she gave
a fake name because her name is not Luisa.
Oh.
Because the lady came back the next day and there was no Luisa.
But that's the thing. It's like, well, it's either that or like everybody can go like. One, like, I want a number one.
And who doesn't... Oh, I'm sorry. If you live in Miami, you know that one is uno. And you can say,
but there's no reason why...
There's no reason why the Taco Bell lady couldn't take the order because the chalupa is a fucking chalupa.
She has to understand...
If you say chalupa or you
chalupa.
Say chalupa...
It's no difference.
Same. Exactly.
Like, the
no,
words
no,
are
the taco. What the hell?
The words are literally the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Literally the same.
I mean, no, it's definitely the employee's fault.
Chips like, with queso is...
Yeah.
Chips
queso.
With queso.
I
nachos
want queso.
Con queso. Like, that's exactly how they are on the menu.
I want queso. Queso. Crema. I want sour cream.
Yeah.
Fun.
There you go. There's no reason for it. So why was the bus driver letting children drive the bus?
To let them have fun. That was literally her excuse.
Sheer crack.
Possible.
It's Indiana.
It says a school bus driver.
Not saying anything against Indiana.
But it wasn't Florida.
It
wasn't Florida. It says a school bus driver in Northwest Indiana has been arrested after letting three students aged 11, 13, and 17 drive
17
her.
17 knows how to drive.
Drive her bus without proper licensing or consent. Several students filmed part of the incident and uploaded it to Twitter, spreading the news across the school and internet almost instantly.
Of course.
In a news release, blah, 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 so the three students took turns driving the bus down public roads in rural settings.
Rural.
We're
slurring.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Where is it? In the second video, the woman can be heard saying, "It's all good, it's all good. I'm letting her stop at Michael's stop," as she sits in the seat behind the young driver.
So she stopped at Michael's to get some crafting supplies. Hey, you know, I can't say anything bad about that. Although I like Hobby Lobby
better.
I've
been to Hobby Lobby four times.
I love Hobby Lobby.
I came from Hobby Lobby. That's where I went.
I love Hobby Lobby. That's my therapy. I swear to God, if they were to open a Starbucks inside the Hobby Lobby,
you'd never
I'm
leave.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'd be good, man.
Yeah.
Not even. You know what I would prefer? I would prefer a Pinecrest Bakery in there. I like Pinecrest Bakery. Café con leche.
But is that when she went to pick up...
What?
When she went to the bus barn to pick up her final paycheck, she was taken into custody.
No.
They arrested her when she was picking up her paycheck.
Pobrecita. But was she... Wait, but was she charged?
Oh, look, this is the one I bought.
What did she buy?
The vibrator?
Yeah, oh, wow. Sorry. I was trying
for $10?
$30. But it's like, it's this $30 vibrator might be the best thing ever to buy, you ever buy on Amazon.
Oh, shit.
And I bought it recently.
She's facing felony charges.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I bought it recently. I bought it a few weeks ago and I've used it a few times and it's definitely worth the $30 really? You pay for it. Yeah. So
I have to confess something.
You don't have one.
I never had.
I'm gonna buy it for you right now.
No.
I'm ordering it on Amazon. It'll be here in 2 days. Like,
Prime now. Prime now. It'll be here tomorrow.
No. I don't like that.
But they're so great.
Do you have a good shower massager?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I don't even have. I'm so tired. I don't know. It's like my libido is like. I think it's dead. I have no libido. But if you
charge it
with
a personal massager.
I can't even think of any. My thing is, I'm a very creative person. I have to have somebody in mind, and I can't even think of anybody. If I had somebody in me, why would I need that damn shower massager?
No, I know. I was like, what are you getting
to boost it? Like,
I don't know. It's just,
it's ribbed for your pleasure.
Right. I think I've only had, you know what? I only have had sex once with a condom because I was married the whole time. So, you know,
so it doesn't fucking matter.
It was, I was like, nah, it's okay. I'll continue using the pill.
We've devolved.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We've devolved.
I know.
It's all right.
Any other Halloween topics for me? Somebody named me and I thought it was really cute. I loved it. They said they introduced me as the queen of Halloween and every holiday in between. I was
I love them.
I thought that was so cute.
That's so wonderful.
I like that.
That makes me happy.
So I am the Halloween queen.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Halloween.
Not all your Halloween. This is
like, did you hear about, there's a movie that was filmed in Miami called Trick or Three.
Yeah, it's Yemio Piedra.
Yeah, you know him?
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, my husband is friends
with
him.
Tell him he's a bitch that they didn't include me in the freaking film, but they included my friend Christina, so we'll let it go. Christina Rodriguez, she's on the film, and she's really cool. And then the funny thing, so this is a funny ironies. So I had been called like months and months ago. I'm talking about like April of this year.
Uh-huh.
I was called and they said, listen, we know that you've done a homeless woman before. Can you do a homeless? No, I have. I've played a homeless woman.
We know you're really great at playing homeless.
Yeah. No, but it's true. I'm a character actress.
You know when you just like roll out
we
of bed.
We need for, there's a nonprofit that's doing this campaign and they need somebody to look homeless. I'm like, okay, when are you filming? I was like, oh, I'm working. I don't think I could take the day off. And I said, not only that, but if it's for another nonprofit, I think it's like, a conflict of interest, right? Listen, thank goodness I didn't take it because it's where I work now.
Oh, yeah?
So I see my friend Christina Rodriguez like plastered everywhere as the homeless woman. And this one woman's like, I like totally broke this person's, you know, totally disillusioned her.
Right.
And she was looking, she goes, I always wonder what happened to that woman in the photo. I'm like, she's my friend. Her name's Christina Rodriguez. She's an actress. She's doing fine. You've totally broken my image of this photo. It just seems so bleak. And I feel like, oh my gosh, this poor woman. I wonder what happened. I hope she's like recuperated. And I was like, yeah, she's fine. It's like, you know, reality shows.
Yeah, they're not real.
They're nothing not real, is real. So that kind of broke them as well.
A little bit.
What were you going to say? You gasped.
So, okay. So today is September 28th.
Yes.
And it is the day that ColourPop released their Disney Princess makeup collection.
Mm-hmm.
we ordered it.
How much is it?
It's super cheap.
It's ColourPop.
Is super cheap. It's like $6 for lipstick.
And it's like good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. It's amazing. They're especially like their matte, like
I love when they come out with the villain stuff during Halloween.
But this is like princess stuff. This is like Ariel. Okay, whatever.
They can die.
Die, princess. I was sitting in a car dealership all day today, like waiting for my car to give it back to me. So I was the one that placed the order. We already have tracking numbers.
Oh, ooh, how exciting. Which princess did you get?
We got a bunch. We got I got Ariel, Cinderella, and Belle's lipsticks. Stephanie got Snow White and Jasmine. Christy got Snow White.
Snow White red. Like,
oh, I've always wanted that.
Like, and then they all you and I that are like pale AF. Yes.
Yeah. Then they
have a Snow White costume I might wear for Halloween.
Oh, you should do that. Then they had three different lip glosses called Bibbidi Bobbidi and Boo. And then Christy bought the eyeshadow palette, but they also had like really bright, like pigmented eyeshadows and highlighters. The only thing I wasn't able to get was one of the highlighters that I wanted, but I was able to get everything. The Jasmine lipstick sold out in 7 minutes, and I checked out at 6 minutes after it was released.
Oh, sorry.
So you got it like right under the wire. My highlighter sold out in 5 minutes because, again, I checked out at six.
Wow.
So it sold out really quickly. So we were super lucky that we got everything, and we already have tracking, which is amazing.
That's awesome.
Do you mind if I go live?
No. It's your phone that's doing it. Every time you pick up your phone, I hear static.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear the static. Okay. You can go live. But I'm super excited. We have tracking. So that means that it's ready to ship, because when I purchased it, it was like, hi. When I purchased it, it said that it was going to take like a couple weeks. It was going to be like 4 or 5 days delayed because of the
rush
volume.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's fine.
We're drinking
Prophecy. Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, I got to do this backwards. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, I look like crap too. Look at my hair. Hey. So we're podcasting with Mama's Amber Lowe.
Yes.
We're talking
we're
about everything.
We're actually recording right now.
Oh,
we're
look. Recording Annie right Jones now, is so. Live.
So we're live. So we're going to continue with the podcast.
Just wanted to say hello.
Hi. Just say hello. Go. So what else are we going to talk about real quick?
I don't know.
We don't know.
It's a surprise. We're talking about listen and you'll
find out. We got to tune in and listen. So we're talking about everything. Why is my hair look so weird today?
You're practicing for your homeless role.
Yeah, there you go. But hi, Jeff. Hi, Rolando. So yes, listen to Diego. So Diego D'Alessandro, he's listening, and he's the one. He's the director of Couched, which I was very proud to be a part of.
I act too.
Yes, she does. So anyway, listen in. Mom's
like
Emmer Lowe podcast.
I like
take
to
care,
hang out.
Guys.
Bye. Vanessa has FOMO.
Vanessa does have FOMO. Vanessa likes to hang out.
She likes to hang out. What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't act, but if you want me to hang out, I can be there.
Oh, okay. You should be extras.
I could be an extra.
An extra is just like a human prop.
Exactly. I can do that.
It's so easy.
If I don't have to say anything.
So yes, I was in 3 productions so far. There's been more. I can't remember them all, but.
What is that? Where is that sound coming from?
I don't know. Oh, is it the candle maybe?
No, I think it's your phone.
It's my phone. So.
Hang on.
Are you guys sick of what? You want me to turn off the phone? Give me. So are you guys all sick of pumpkin spice everything shit?
No, I am.
There's pumpkin
she
spice.
Loves
did you miss
it.
The conversation where I'm super basic?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You love pumpkin
she loves
spice.
Pumpkin spice. I can pumpkin. Take it or leave it. I like how it smells.
I love the way it smells.
But I don't need to eat it.
No.
But I like how it smells.
I was going to make pumpkin pasties for you guys. And
like
they are
pasties?
Called... No.
Like nipple
in Harry Potter.
I was about to ask you, like, do they have tassels?
In Harry Potter. See, because in Harry Potter, they're called pumpkin pasties. And I call them pumpkin pastries, but in Harry Potter... And I said the same thing. I was like, aren't pasties... Yeah.
Yeah, they go on...
Pasties are...
Yeah, I know, I know.
On your tatas.
On your tatas.
It's like you're making us nipple covers. It's so nice.
As long as they have tassels and I can...
There you go.
In a couple of weeks, I'm doing a pumpkin themed birthday party for somebody.
Really? Mm-hmm. Who the hell would ask for a pumkin theme? How old is this kid?
One. It's
perfect.
The theme is our little pumkin is turning one.
That's cute.
The theme of the party.
That's really cute.
That is really cute.
Theme. I have a farmer that's like an entertainer that's coming that's just like a farmer. I have like...
That's really
I'm
cute.
I'm going to have a pumpkin decorating station.
Oh my God, that is so cute. Yeah. Well, how do you come up with this stuff?
So a lot of times it's a lot of times they bring me most clients will bring me a theme or
thank
at least
God,
bring me like a color scheme and then I just kind of take
go
it
with
and
it.
Run with it.
Like thank this God, donut one. Thank God millennials are so extra because they didn't have that crap when we were like
when they brought me this donut party that I'm doing tomorrow, they were just kind of like, oh, this is like we just want it to be like donuts and gender neutral because it's for twin boy and girl.
Yeah.
And I just kind of like
scared it's
gonna
explode.
I sketch.
Wine doesn't explode, does it? Oh, it does. It's liquor.
I kind of just like sketch and then like I show them the sketch of like the vision and then this is I'm giving you like my secret.
You're like bibbidi bobbidi boo like a fairy godmother.
I hope so. That's
you are.
I want like, it to be. I want to like be.
What's the name of their company again?
I want to be
like, events by you.
I want events, to be like events, my generation.
Underscore at. No, wait, events underscore by underscore you, the letter U.
You should have a YouTube channel showing people like your
idea. No, no, I don't want to give my tricks away because then they don't need me.
They don't need you. So, that's true.
Maybe when you retire. I thought about it. But like, I want to be the Martha Stewart of my generation.
I wanted to be the Cuban Martha Stewart, but that didn't work out.
Yeah, I want to be like the millennial Martha Stewart. That's what I want.
There you go.
That's my goal.
There you go. We all want to be rich. And
millennial Martha Stewart.
Millennial so, Martha Stewart. But, I was raised on Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
I met her.
Yeah, you've told us.
Frightening.
You've told us. She's fucking terrifying. But
she is. Yeah. But I don't care. She's rich. And
no, of course.
I don't think I spelled this right, but I'm drunk and I don't care.
Yeah, you spelled it right.
It's millennial.
There's an extra
spelled millennial.
So what I do is...
You're very clever. You're very...
If I sketch it out and I make you fall in love with my sketch, because that's the vision that you have in your head, and it doesn't matter how much
events
it costs,
by you.
It's not going to look good unless it's like that. So...
Very cool.
What a tricky bitch.
I know.
Very cool. You're very crafty.
She's very good at what she does.
Thanks.
She's very good at what she does.
I know.
Thank you. I'll send you guys pictures of
publicly this. Publicly endorsing my friend here, because she's very good at what she does.
I am too.
And then the one I have on Sunday.
But let me help you if you ever have a Halloween one. I have this thing with Halloween.
Really?
No one's ever asked me for a Halloween party.
Mind you, this has been decorated like this since like August.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I believe you.
Yeah, you've seen the pictures. Mm-hmm. You've seen it on Facebook.
And then I have another one on Sunday that...
Another one on Sunday?
Back to back.
And a full-time job?
And a full-time job.
And two kids?
I have one.
One kid.
I mean, I have a husband. He might as well be a child.
Yeah, he's a child.
That's fine. And I have dogs.
They're children.
So, I mean, you know, but the one on Sunday, someone sent me a picture of like something that I had already done on Instagram, and they're like, I want this exactly the same.
And it was your thing.
And it was my thing. And I was like, let's do something a little bit different, because I don't, even when like themes are similar, like this.
Yeah, you don't want to make the same thing.
I don't want to make it the same thing. Like, you know,
because that's basic.
But that's what they want. Like, they want that whole like basic and burlappy and like
mason jars. What's with the freaking burlap and the mason jars? Yeah,
but and the baby's breath and the lace. I love
enough. We don't live on a farm. We live in freaking Miami.
We have to joderla.
The closest thing you have to a farm son los ranchos de esto aquí, and they sell aguacate and mame. Yeah. You know?
No, these bitches are always saying that they're going to throw me a surprise party, and it's going to be all like hanging mason jars
and tea light.
No, I'm fine with tea lights. Tea lights,
yes, don't
bother me.
Cool.
They go, it's just the, but they go
all
with the mason
those things
jars.
Don't bother me on their own. It's the combination of putting them all together that I'm just like.
Ugh. But we're going to throw her a party, and we're going to decorate it that way just to like poke the bear.
So I'll leave. I'll fucking leave. I'll walk in and be like,
fuck you.
Fuck you, and I'll leave. So
if I ever get married again, I will have a Halloween themed.
Can I plan your wedding though? But please promise me that I will plan your wedding.
Can I help?
Yeah. I want it to be like a gothic. You don't understand.
Oh, you know, I
am,
I need so to show underground. You some pictures.
I am so underground goth that you guys don't realize.
I need to show you some pictures then.
Yes.
If that's, I don't think it was on Instagram.
It's going to be like Nightmare Before Christmas kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, no, seriously. Like, I love Christmas and I love Halloween. If you can mix the two of them together and make it look good,
mm-hmm.
You got it.
I've seen wedding.
You got the job. Like, silver snowflakes with like white pumpkins. Ooh, that would be cute actually. White and black pumpkins and silver snowflakes. That would be
really pretty.
Very cute.
I don't think anybody.
If I ever get married again, God willing.
You'll get married again.
We shall
see. I believe in it.
I have the bouquet to prove it.
Throw yourself a birthday party. Who cares?
Oh, I have. And it's like, oh, it was so much work. I did a 50s.
Hire her.
I did a 50s theme. It was cute. We had like picnic tables and stuff outside. It was really cute. It was like a 50s picnic.
Yeah,
kind of thing with 50s music.
Hire Steph; she'll do all the work.
But people didn't dress up, and I'm like, oh, you people, dress up!
No, you have to follow the theme.
What exactly.
People don't understand.
Exactly. Or a game. People had game. I've seen Harry Potter weddings. I haven't seen a Game of Thrones wedding.
I've seen them. I actually have an idea for like.
Oh no, I have seen a Game of Thrones, and they were dressed like Drogo.
I have an
and
idea for like a second business, like a branch of my business. That is like specific to like
nerd culture
and like nerd themed weddings. But the problem with promoting that is that in order to put it out there, I hope nobody steals my ideas. I'll fucking sue your ass. I have to do like styled shoots.
Yeah.
And they'll cost a lot of money that I don't have right now. So that's the problem with it. But I would love to. But
people are doing that already.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I follow Instagram accounts that do it. No one's really doing it locally, but people are doing it in like Los Angeles. I've seen people doing it in like the Northeast. So I know it's out there and it's happening.
Jenny's having a Halloween wedding next year.
I heard. I'm trying to get in on that one because her best friend is married to one of my husband's best friends. So,
oh, I'm trying to think of who it is.
Jessica.
Jessica, really?
Yeah, Jessica's husband.
Really?
We've known him for years. Like he's one of my husband's best friends. We met him in college.
But you'd have to go to LA.
I don't care. I'll travel.
There you go.
I'll travel. I've told people like I'll bring my actual planning fee down by 50% if you pay for my travel and my accommodation.
There you go.
That's my deal for travel.
Nice.
I'll travel. I don't care.
There you go.
I'll travel. Okay.
Yeah, so it's either going to be Disney or Halloween or both.
You can do both. You can do both. You can have a Nightmare Before Christmas themed wedding in Disneyland.
That would be my dream come true.
Right?
Have a wedding.
You're welcome.
Disney World, not Disneyland. I don't like Disneyland. Either one,
whatever.
I've never been to Disney.
It's smaller.
It's small. California Adventure is nice, but it's smaller and it's like everything is right on top of each other.
Yeah, so you're like, what? I'm already here?
Like, do you know how Fantasyland has space?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to like walk a little bit to go from like one thing to like,
there's no space.
You get off of Peter Pan and like there is Mr. Toad and like there is
I would just want to go just to do Mr. Toad because I didn't
but
do
there's it. More they have an Alice Wonderland ride, they have a Pinocchio ride.
See, I want to go there.
Yeah,
they have I want to go to rides. There
I know.
You know, the most fun of having this what is this not so scary Halloween was I actually rented a scooter for my mom outside
did
of the park.
Did you use the scooter yourself though?
No, I didn't.
I've always wanted
but my mom, I put like little lights all over it and she was like a speed demon. She was like all we couldn't keep up with her. She's like I because every time we'd go to the park she'd come with her little walker and you know, she's 81 for goodness sakes. And she would just like end up in like Main Street and just sit there and watch the parades and watch everything else and eat and whatever. But now she was ay mira cambiaron esto, ay mira esto nuevo, and you know, and we took her into like the pirates and we took her into everything. That's the pirates, by the way, during the Halloween thing.
Yeah, I've heard. Okay. I've heard.
I can't tell you anything.
Burst her bubble.
Well,
bro.
Here's the thing is my husband's cousin works in guest relations and we had dinner with her the other night. Nice. She was down in town. We had dinner with her the other night and we told her that we were going for the first time. She's actually going to pick up an extra shift at Magic Kingdom on Friday night so she can like help us out.
Oh, nice.
But,
very cool.
So she was kind of telling us like what's going on.
Oh, cool.
Do you know what I've always wanted to do? I've always wanted to do the Food and Wine Festival.
Yes.
But like renting scooters. No, we do Food and Wine Festival every year, but like I want to do Food and Wine Festival like but on scooters.
So you could be fat and lazy.
I'm drunk.
That's worse. But that's why. That's what I was thinking. I was like, wait,
thank you for reminding me to buy my not so scary tickets.
I was going
to
say, can you please buy your not so scary tickets?
Buy them before they're sold out.
When it hasn't next sold week? Out since that first night.
No,
they don't
generally sell out.
Christmas I think
does.
They sell out the first. Yeah,
they usually Christmas. Sell out like right.
But man, the first night was like August 17th or some shit. Yeah. It was like super
they
early.
They sell out like the first like week or two sells out, and then like, the last one week. But
yeah, the last
in between don't sell out.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
So there you go, guys. Go to Mickey's Not So Scary. Now my sons are older. Now they want to go to Universal. I'm like I'm scared.
Horror Nights is great,
but I get scared. I get spooked.
Why?
Because I get spooked. I don't like going to haunted houses.
It's like being on a movie set.
No, because people jump out at you. If you're on a movie set and you know that's going to happen, that's one thing.
No, but you are in a
haunted house. Hold on, but you.
But that's what haunted houses are.
You can predict when they're going to jump out at you, though.
You know what I love watching?
When you're going through those houses, you can totally predict when they're going to jump out.
I've never been, and I don't want to go.
I'll tell you
how. I've watched too much of Ellen and sending her assistance.
I love when she does that.
That kills me.
Oh, I love Ellen.
You know how you can always tell that there's somebody like around the corner? They always put a security person right there because of so many years of people like freaking out and like punching actors in the face. There's now always a security person when you know that if you see a security and they have a shirt that's black with white letters clearly security. Written security like it's very clear so like you know if you see a security person
it
like brace yourself
me.
Something's fucking coming
see I
you.
Would totally work you know, a haunted house. And I almost did that like 2 years
ago. You know that like Horror Nights hires every year actors.
I know.
Yeah, but she has a job.
Yeah, and exactly. Children. And children and a house.
But your children are like older and self-sufficient.
No, yeah, your older one can watch the little one.
Your older one makes enough money that he can take care of them for a couple of weeks.
Where is he? He's never here. He's never home.
Well, if you're not here, he needs to be.
Yeah, well, he's going to be like, I am not.
He makes enough money to take care of the little one.
You know, the thing, I'm not my brother's keeper. He's like, it's in the Bible.
If you want to live here, you will be.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. The thing is, he doesn't have to live here anymore. That's the problem.
Yes, but if he wants to live here.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Exactly.
He wants to. He told you he wants to.
It's true.
So, abusalo.
Yeah.
It's take advantage of that shit.
But yeah, so the two of them want to go next year. So I was like, all right, let's see.
Well, I'm getting another slice of pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and get
the slice. Send them on their own. You don't have to go.
Oh, I know. But see, the thing is, I would like to go just to like hang at Hogwarts. And so, like, I would totally just hang there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just totally do that.
My husband and I went a couple years ago.
You're getting old. You've worked too hard. Have you worked all day? There you go. You're exhausted.
My husband and I went to Universal a couple of years ago, and we just did the Harry Potter stuff.
I love Harry Potter. What other movie would you like to see?
Stranger Things house.
I know. Oh, and Poltergeist.
Yeah.
But what other movie would you like to see
as a
theme park?
I've thought about this a lot.
Or series or whatever.
I've thought about this a lot.
You have?
Yes, and I can't remember anything right now.
Like, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Like, some people think that things would make, like, really good theme parks that just don't end up being...
Which one? Yeah.
Like, a good idea.
You know, there's been this whole thing that they were going to do a theme park, a Fox theme park down here, right?
What happened to that?
That's been going on for, like, I don't know, for 10 years.
Giant mall that we're supposed to get?
Right out here, yeah. I know. It's crazy.
Is that happening?
I don't know. But I got really excited when I was driving on Kendall and 107th. There's going to be a Five Below store in there.
I know.
Yes, I love
Five Below. See, I love that store. They opened the one down south and I went to the opening and I was like, it was raining and I said, like, I don't care. I want to go to the store because I always wanted to go to the store.
Five Below is amazing.
It is.
Well, I actually just read an article that the city of Miami or Miami-Dade County just approved an 836 extension to Kendall. So get ready for our traffic to be worse out here because it's not already terrible enough.
Oh my gosh.
But you know what we also need out here? We need like a Trader Joe's or
They're going to open another Aldi's. I don't know why
Aldi's
they're opening.
Aldi's good.
I love Aldi's. They're going to open another one on 120th and 137th. But why not make it a Trader Joe's? We have Aldi's already.
Wow.
They should make it a Trader Joe's. I like Aldi's too.
I like Aldi.
No, they're expanding the one here.
I like Aldi, but I love Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's is so much fun. And you get to ring a bell.
That's why you say you like Aldi better because you haven't been
to Trader Joe's. And the wine is better at Trader Joe's.
It is. Mm.
Aldi wine is not bad though.
No, it's not. But I like Trader Joe's.
It's a sister company of Aldi. It's the same company.
Yeah,
yeah.
But Aldi Trader Joe's is.
It's more fun. It's just more fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
And there's like bells to ring.
Yeah, and they have stuff to try out, food and coffee and stuff. Excuse me.
A little bit more like a grocery store in the sense of like they have.
It's like a mini Whole Foods, and not as expensive. Mm-hmm. And they sell macaroons there, French macaroons, frozen macaroons. Yeah. I gotta start making my French macaroons again.
Macaroons are hard.
I know, but I love making them.
All right, guys. I think
we're done.
We're done. Yeah, when we start getting into macaroons, I think we're done. So just a reminder, we have been drinking a Prophecy Sauvignon Blanc.
That was very French.
I know.
It's very grassy.
To go with your macaroons.
To go with the macaroons, it's a Sauvignon.
Macarons.
Macarons.
Yeah.
Macarons.
Yes.
My daughter's obsessed with Paris right now.
Oh my gosh.
Everything French.
Oh man,
French.
Hobby Lobby today. I was down the aisles and there's one aisle that's like all
Paris.
Paris and French. And I almost sent you a video of like, look at all the cute stuff for Sophie's Paris party.
Yeah, I want to do like a Paris themed birthday party for her, but no, she wants to go to Disney.
She also knows how extra
to do Ratatouille.
She wants to go to Disney. I'm not going to do both.
Oh, no, no.
I tricked my husband into doing both, and he got mad at me 1 year. So, can't do that
anymore. No, don't do it.
But
she also knows how extra I am and how, I wouldn't, not let her have just, a whatever party. Like,
So, this is from New Zealand, from the Marlborough region.
Really?
Yes. It says flavors of grapefruit, lychee, and Meyer lemon offer crisp citrus refreshment, complemented by aromas of fresh cut grass and cool sea air.
And that's exactly what it smells
like. And that
like.
Is exactly what it smells and tastes like. It tastes like grass in a good way.
And it's got a screw top, yeah. Which is very convenient. Nothing against screw top.
It doesn't
top.
Smell like afuera, though.
It does not smell like afuera. It smells nice.
You it's like a crisp.
Is, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know the smell.
Yeah, that muggy smell of Miami.
No, it smells like north afuera.
Yeah, north afuera. Or New Zealand, actually.
Yeah.
New Zealand is very green and grassy, so it makes sense.
I've never been to New Zealand, so I don't know what it smells like. But I can assume. Neither have I,
but I've seen so many movies of New Zealand.
I can assume that it smells like that. It smells nice.
Yep.
So, Annie, where can the people find you?
They can find me on Indiana Jones on YouTube. IndianaAnnieJones. They can find me on YouTube and... Yes. Get some fun crafting ideas, and you can find me on Instagram and Indiana Jones 1 and Twitter, Indiana Jones with a Z, and Facebook. So check me out, guys. I am so close to 1,000 subscribers. I don't make any money. I do this out of the love of and the passion for the holidays and crafting and acting and stuff. So check me out, my friends.
Yes, please do. She's amazing. Yes,
thank you.
And thank you so much for listening to us. If you want to send us a wine recommendation or tell us a story, please talk to us, guys. We are thirsty for attention.
they is thirsty.
We want attention. So talk to us. Send us an email. Send us wine recommendation stories. You can email us Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. It's the same across all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. And you can find us on iTunes, Acast, and the Geek Bro Network with a whole bunch of other podcasts that I'm not going to get into because our battery's dying. So thank you, Annie, for hanging out with us, for making us yummy snacks, and for having us in your home.
Yay, thank you for the wine.
Yes, we love your faces, everyone, and cheers.
Bye. Cheers.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.